24 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 23 with a wind chill that makes it feel like it's 18. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call. Your host up next is Liz Brown. She'll be up with you momentarily. And we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. 920 WGNU, any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax, and toll-free, long distance, of course. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. My goodness gracious. There's so much stuff. There's so much stuff to talk about. And I hardly know where to begin. I do want to do a bookkeeping piece. We've had so much success with the Because We Care packages that we give away on Fridays, the last 15 minutes of the show on Fridays. Now, we've missed a whole lot of Fridays because of holidays and blanket drives. So it's been a while since we've had an opportunity to give away a Because We Care package. So here's what I'm going to do today. Every hour at quarter till the hour, we're going to give away a Because We Care package. So you don't want to miss the last 15 minutes of each show, at least after the Global News report. So that's coming at you. And we have some wonderful books to give away, some wonderful gifts to give away. We're going to have The Sundown Town we're going to give away. We're going to have Stolen Lives, the book about protecting yourself from identity theft. We're going to have Tinkle Tinkle Little Tot. We're going to have the wonderful book from the author that we had yesterday about children, the lives of children whose parents have been incarcerated. We're going to do that and so much more. So prepare yourself, folks. We're going to have a very special because we're going to give away a lot of books, a lot of Because We Care packages today. Every hour, at quarter till each hour, we're going to give away Because We Care packages. So stay tuned for that. I don't know. I think there is an issue out here that truly needs to be addressed. I've talked about it before, and I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it some more, simply because it's so important, and because it weighs so heavily on who we and how we see ourselves. I was listening to a show about race in England, race in France, and race here. And there's some big problems in Liverpool about how people of African descent are treated. There are profound issues of racism in England, profound issues, as the riots have showed us in, or the rebellions have showed us in France, issues of race. And there are issues of race here in the United States. And what all three countries have in common, what all three countries have in common, is the fact that nobody wants to, or not nobody, the white power structure does not, cannot bring itself, will not bring itself to look at this. Everybody wants to, oh Lord, there is, talk about your 3-minute mile. How fast people want to get away from this issue. Breaking every speed record. Folks want to run away from this issue and say, it's behind us, it's behind us, it's behind us. And the fact of the matter is, it's never been behind us. And maybe that's the issue. Folks are always looking behind to see if it's there and running, but they're not looking in front of them because it's always been in front. It's never been behind us. We put that behind us. Let's put that behind us. We got to get that behind us. No, it's in front of us. We need to deal with it. It's not behind us. I got many calls yesterday about the story. And I want to give the phone number out, and I want to have a discussion about this judge. And Howard, there's some stuff on the table. If you can get that for me, please. There is the story that I talked about yesterday, an issue of how we need to address the issues in front of us. And I got phone calls, lots of phone calls and lots of emails about the story that we broke here on the wake-up call about a judge in city court that engaged in racism and how that was an appointed position and how that judge is still at city court. And this is an issue of how you can't put something behind you that is in front of you. You have to deal with it, and you have to address it. A couple of weeks ago, a customer, as they are called, came into city court. And this customer was very upset. She was disrespectful to some of the clerks. She treated them poorly. The clerks, to their defense and in a complete admiration of the clerks, they responded as you're supposed to do when you're in a customer-driven service industry. They did not give back to the customer what the customer gave to them. The customer called them ghetto bees and walked away after a verbal confrontation. And the clerks handled themselves with how they're supposed to do. They did what they were supposed to do. The woman that did this left the courthouse, or no, left the clerk's office and began talking to a security guard. Not in the same manner that she was talking to the security guard or talking to the clerks, but she was having a conversation with the security guard. And then the administrative judge, Margaret Walsh, saw this woman, whose name I do not know, saw this woman, and the woman was talking to the guard inside of Margaret Walsh's courtroom. Margaret Walsh came up to her and called her a ghetto bee and told her to sit in the back of the courtroom because that's where ghetto bees sit. No, Margaret Walsh is the administrative judge appointed by Francis Slay, who sits in the office of the mayor. Now, why is this an important story? It's an important story for a number of reasons. First, we have to get to the place of a comfort level. Well, we have to have a discussion about a comfort level that Margaret Walsh has. That she feels so comfortable. I mean, just mind you, Margaret Walsh, whatever she heard either second hand or first hand or third hand. The woman's comments were not directed towards Margaret Walsh. So imagine the comfort level that Margaret Walsh had in looking a stranger in the face and calling her this racist name. Margaret Walsh might as well have called her a nigger, because that's what this was. It was about this woman's race. And she was calling her, as it is said, out her name. Imagine the comfort level that Margaret Walsh has to say in an open courtroom to call a woman a ghetto bee, which is another way of just saying nigger. She must feel so comfortable in knowing that she works for an administration that is tolerant of that. She is not fearful. She is not concerned. She is comfortable. That's first. Secondly, we have to understand that or explore or embrace the idea that Margaret Walsh has no problem. Imagine what she says when nobody's around. If this is what she says in front of everybody, get to the back of the courtroom, because that's where you belong. Imagine what she says when black folks are not around. There are things that I don't, there are things that you just don't say. Well, first of all, there are things that you're not supposed to believe. I mean, let's start there. I'm not even going to get to the place if there are things that you're not supposed to say. There are things that you ain't supposed to think. There are things that you're not supposed to believe. And if you do, you are a flawed human being, a profoundly flawed human being. Are you without redemption? We got to see how you live out the rest of your life and how much you want to change that profound flawedness within you. She said to the face of this woman, sit at the back of the courtroom. What does that mean when a white person says to a black person, sit at the back? What does that say? The same thing that the bus driver said to Rosa Parks. It means you're black, I'm white. You are inferior because of your black skin color, and you'll be treated as such. And this was in a courtroom in America. This is in a courtroom in America. And she was appointed by Francis Slay. Is it any surprise to you that under Francis Slay's tenure that we have had, for the first time in 30 years, an all-white police class? Is it any wonder to you? Margaret Walsh needs to lose her job. Margaret Walsh needs to lose her job. It is intolerable. And you need to call. There are two numbers, 622-3231, 622-3231, or 589-6967, 589-6967. This is unacceptable. And it can't just be me saying it. It has to be a collective action. What do you do? It was 50 years ago. that Rosa Parks stood up to a bus driver. What are y'all going to do with fax machines, cell phones, emails, cars, jobs? What are y'all going to do to stand up? What are we going to do to stand up? Rosa Parks looked that white bus driver in the face and said, "This is unacceptable." And all of you white folks out there that would tell your children that it's important to understand the legacy of Rosa Parks, is it? How can you tell your children that Rosa Parks' role in history was significant when you know and you're not doing anything about what Margaret Walsh has done in the year 2005? This is unacceptable. No one should be on a bench. There should be no excuse offered. There should be no defense given. This is an easy one. On the anniversary of Rosa Parks, this is easy. A judge should lose their job for saying the same thing to a black person that the bus driver who told Rosa Parks to get to the back of the bus said. And it should be even more intolerable 50 years later. What you going to do? The number is 622-3231-589-6967. Her phone should be ringing all day long. All day long. Margaret Walsh is her name. What are you going to do? My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
Sleigh bells ring. Ah, yes. In the lane. Snow is glistening. A beautiful shine. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. Who sings a love song? We go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1 Holiday Sale. In both directions, Illinois 4 at 40 and 70 is closed to an accident involving a tractor trailer and a fuel leak. Traffic is being detoured onto 143. Westbound 5570 at 64. Look for an accident reported. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Union. No problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Antire and Merrimack River Bridge. Looks good. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Brentwood. No problems to report. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way into Earth City Expressway. Nothing to report there. Northbound 270 on either side of 44 looks good. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain all the way into New Florissant Road. Everything is on the move. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic in the I-55 exit lane. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge looks good. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing looks good. The Broadway ramp to westbound 40 is also closed for maintenance work. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At the Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can save up to 50% on everything you need for holiday decorating and entertaining. Everything to deck your halls at Pier 1. Life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s this evening. Mostly cloudy with a low around 30 for Saturday. Cloudy, chance of freezing rain early in the morning and a chance of rain in the afternoon. with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain, freezing rain, and or snow early in the evening, and a chance for snow or freezing rain late in the evening as well, with a low in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under cloudy skies, we have 24 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 23 as well. The wind chill makes it feel like it's about 18 degrees. Stick around for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
You don't tamper with a classic, but you can refine it. And that's what we've done this year with the 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party. We've trimmed the time to 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th. We've made it an easy drive to Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves, free parking on site and across the street. We've made it cozier with seating limited to a maximum of 500 guests. We've made it family-friendly with buffet-style foods included in the ticket price of $10 per person. We've kept the sweet and sassy dancers and the Jerry Stretz professional dancers and added a DJ playing great music from Complete Music Company, plus fabulous door prizes and a drawing for a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are $5 each. The only thing missing will be you. Don't be left out. Order tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Cappy at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, the newest edition of a St. Louis classic.
Now that Medicare finally has prescription drug benefits, what does it mean for you? I'm Senator Bob Dole, and on January 1st, 2006, all Medicare beneficiaries, regardless of income, will have drug coverage. Explore your options now so you can take full advantage of this program. Enrollment begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov to get all the facts.
This message is endorsed by Easter Seals, providing services for children and adults with disabilities.
Have you ever had questions about the Jewish religion but were afraid to ask? Well, a new program is coming to WGNU that'll answer all your questions. Be listening for Torah Judaism with Tali, a program that features teaching and instruction for everyone. Join your host, Naftali Ben Rubin, beginning this Sunday, December 4th at 7 p.m. for Torah Judaism with Tali, right here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Real life, on the cutting edge, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Christmas is the time of year for being with the ones we love, sharing so much joy and cheer. What a wonderful feeling, watching the ones we love having so much fun. I was sitting by the fireside, taking a walk through the snow, listening to a children's choir, singing songs about Jesus, the blessed way that he came to our us. Why can't it remain? Oh, each day the same. It's truly amazing that spirit of Christmas.
Welcome back. Ooh, I love me some Ray Charles. Thank you, Howard. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. 454-0400 is my phone number. And don't forget, this show is archived daily at the WhiteRoseSociety.org, WhiteRoseSociety.org. And if you want to listen on the World Wide Web, do that at that's www.wgnu.net. That's the address to listen on the World Wide Web. We're going to have some fun things coming up on the LizBrown.com website. If you're planning on doing some Christmas shopping, I think you might want to just mosey on over to LizBrown.com. Soon I will have some stuff for you, hopefully by next week, so you might save some of those Christmas dollars for shopping there. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And one of the things that I want to talk about really quickly here is, you know, there are things that just are unique to the city of St. Louis. I like to think that they're unique to the city of St. Louis. I live here, so I'm going to, in some respects, just believe that they are unique to the city of St. Louis, because it's too hard to think that other parts of the world live like this, other parts of this country live like this. Yesterday, and I've talked about it, but I just have to say it one more time, I believe that we have the most trifling, ineffective, cowardly, disgusting, self-loathing NAACP in the history of NAACPs right here in the city of St. Louis. Feckless is what it is. It is a sellout water carrier for any and all issues that concern people of African descent. The NAACP in the city of St. Louis is worthless. What's the latest thing that they've done? They had a lousy, pitiful, one-hour collaboration with this administration on Rosa Parks, given at a white-owned entity that's the father of Francis Slay, who sits in the office of the mayor. And they called the Rosa Parks celebration of her, what she did, a ceremony of diversity. Ain't that some stuff? Contrast this with NAACP in California. They are having a statewide tour to save Stanley Tukey Williams. You hear me? A statewide tour. The California NAACP president, the Legislative Black Caucus, local officials, they're going across the country, across the state, to save Tukey Williams. The NAACP in the city of St. Louis would denounce him and run away from it. The NAACP wasn't involved in the execution of Marlon Gray in the city of St. Louis. They're trifling, self-loathing, and worthless. And I believe that their license should be taken away from them, because they do nothing but carry the water and even advocate against people of African descent. Who's Tukey Williams? Tukey Williams is an African man that is sitting on death row. He's been known as the creator of the Crips. He has been nominated for several, I believe it is, Nobel Peace Prizes because of his works and teaching children not to be on gangs. Tell me a mafia person that has turned their life around like that. How many mafia people in jail have done anything? And how many of them have been executed? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness on that? And the NAACP is going around the country, going around the state. California's NAACP is going around the state to try to put pressure so that Arnold Schwarzenegger does not execute him. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has said it's going to be one of the most difficult decisions of his life. And we're going to be talking about that more in hour 7 of the wake-up call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be giving away Because We Care packages. We're going to be giving away some, I'm not even going to tell you all the great stuff. So be prepared. All you got to do is call up and answer some questions. We're going to be giving them away. Stay with us. Oh, because Santa Claus is coming to town. Great, good job, Howard. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'll be back.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find.
Go home for the holidays to the village of Elsa, Illinois on Saturday, December 3rd from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Join us in the village where time stood still to experience an Americana Christmas. Tour the houses until 5:45, then take a candlelight caroling walk to the Methodist Church for the lighting of the village Christmas tree at 6:30. Cost of the tour is $10 per person. My Just Desserts will be hosting dinner at the Farley Music Hall for $34.95 per person, which includes tax and gratuity. Reservations for dinner are required by calling 618-374-1607. Tickets for the tour may be purchased in Elsa or at the Alton Visitor Center. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
The Pearl, beautiful. Lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Cathy at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Baghdad. Word has broken that the American military has been secretly paying newspapers in Iraq to publish pro-American news stories. According to the Los Angeles Times, the press pieces are composed by a unit called the Information Operations Task Force. They are then translated into Arabic and placed in Baghdad newspapers through a couple of subcontracting firms. One of them, the Lincoln Group, has a $5 million contract for the project, which was created when the Pentagon decided it had a credibility problem in Muslim public opinion. The report goes on to say that the operation has bought one Iraqi newspaper outright and has control over a radio station in Baghdad. although neither media outlet is overtly linked to the military. Many of the Lincoln Group staff pose as freelance reporters when they deliver their stories to the paper and station. The crafted stories strongly pitch the U.S. rebuilding effort and present the picture that most of the population in Iraq supports the coalition occupation. American law forbids the military from planting such stories in American media, but it's hard in a world of mass communications to separate foreign from domestic. Ironically, the State Department runs a workshop in Iraq that is supposed to train Iraqi reporters in basic journalism skill. The title of that class? The Role of Press in a Democratic Society. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This will be a monthly Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas, baby. This is Liz Brown. I'm living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Let's give away one of these books, let's give away a Because We Care package. It's going to have T-shirts. It's going to have water bottles and mugs and magnets and wake-up call magnets, wake-up call mugs, and the book, Stolen Lives. You need to call 454-0400. Because I got some questions for you. If you want to get a Because We Care package with the book Identity Theft, Stolen Lives, Identity Theft Prevention Made Simple, you need to give me a call here at 454-0400, 454-0400, and see if you can answer a question or two about the book Stolen Lives, Identity Theft, Prevention Made Simple by John D. Cilio. You need to give me a call right here at 454-0400, 454-0400. This is part of the wake-up call Because We Care package. I also am going to be giving away a Because We Care package this hour, in these next 5 minutes, regarding the book Sundown Towns. Sundown Towns. Sundown Towns. You all heard the wonderful interview from our guest, James Lowen, about the book Sundown Towns, A Hidden Dimension of America's Racism, Whites Only After Dark. I know you want a copy of that part of our Because We Care package. You need to give me a call. We have four more minutes here. You need to give me a call at 454-0400, 454-0400, and get on in here for one of these Because We Care packages. We're going to be giving one of those away, or two of those away, every hour at quarter till each hour for all 4 hours of the show. So you need to get to the phones at 454-0400 and see if you can answer some of the questions that I have. Let me get to Cedric. Cedric, which book are you calling about?
The Sundown Town book.
Sundown Town book.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When author James W. Lowen was on the show, he talked about some of the towns in the United States that have these policies.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell us about one particular town in Illinois, a town that was named Peking, Illinois?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell us about what the author said about Peking.
Well, I was working at the time. I think it was something about they have some real nasty negative pictures and signs up about African American people.
No.
In the town.
Peking. Think of Peking. What is Peking?
Oh, man. Now you got me, Liz. I can't really get it all out this morning.
Okay.
I'm at work now.
All right. Thank you so much, Cedric. 454-0400. Paulette, which book are you calling about?
Sundown Town.
Okay. Can you answer the question?
About Peking?
Yes.
It was affiliated with the Japanese, the Chinese city, Peking,
mm-hmm.
China.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did they do? What did the schools do?
What did the schools do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that the school where they came in and, no, that wasn't it. Oh, I was hoping you would ask me about the other Illinois town. That's the only thing that I can think of. I mean, I looked and listened to that whole thing. It was absolutely awesome.
Do you remember the high school, what they did at the high school there?
The high school in Peking. I was getting ready for work. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I
know you do. I know you do. I'm sorry.
Thanks for all the hard work.
Okay, thank you. Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Which book are you calling about?
I was calling about both of them, but I wanted to say that about Sundown Town, they got two of them in Alabama, Clinton and...
No, you got to answer the question. This is the giveaway.
Peking, they had the school mascot was about Chinese.
What was the school mascot? What was it?
I remember it was a mascot. That's what I really remember about it.
Okay. Got a roll. Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay.
Sheila, which book are you calling about?
Sundowners.
Okay. Do you remember the Peking?
I think I do, and it had something to do with the Peking duck. Did they close the schools to keep the kids from going to school for a whole year?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Cornell. Cornell?
Yes.
You remember quickly? About
I'm calling concerning stolen identity.
Oh, okay. I am so sorry. We only have 10 seconds here. I'm sorry. Listen, folks, we will be going to the next hour. Don't despair. We'll have the giveaway in the next hour at 9:45. I'll be back. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 9:20 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. 1,000 executions in the U.S. since the death penalty was reinstated in 1977. Kenneth Boyd said, God bless everyone, and then got a lethal injection overnight in North Carolina.
Boyd was animated, but seemed to be resigned to what was going on. He spent some time looking at the ceiling of the stark cream-colored execution chamber.
Reporter Estes Thompson, Boyd was convicted of killing his wife and father-in-law in 1988. A Sarasota jury says Joseph Smith should die for kidnapping, raping, and killing 11-year-old Carly Brucia. Her mother said it's a start.
He may be condemned, but he's still breathing, and my daughter isn't.
Death by hanging in Singapore generates outrage in Australia.
Hundreds of supporters fought back tears and maintained vigils across Australia for a convicted heroin smuggler. Despite appeals from people high up the political ladder, Singapore went ahead and hanged 25-year-old Vietnamese-born Nguyen Van. Australian Senator Natasha Stott-Despoja.
I think this is a very sad and gut-wrenching day, and I'm so angry and sad that it's come to this.
But while the Prime Minister spoke out against the death penalty, he stopped short of condoning a boycott as Australia seeks to maintain its improved relations with Singapore. Linda Alvin, ABC News, London.
A teenager accused of text messaging while driving allegedly killed someone on a bicycle. Police near Denver say he lost control of the car because he was distracted. He was charged with a misdemeanor, careless driving causing death. If convicted, he faces up to a year in prison. President Bush was summoned to serve in a Texas court.
Juror 286 will be a no-show on Monday, like 70% of the Texans who were summoned, but just never answer. But the president's office did call and was given alternative dates through June of next year. The state judge says he doesn't think President Bush will ever really end up serving on a jury.
ABC's Ann Compton, this is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened the store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
A cop made a high-profile traffic stop in Scottsdale, Arizona.
He made the stop and identified the driver as Mr. Vince Vaughn, and he detected an odor of alcohol. And the officer did a preliminary investigation, including field sobriety tests, and determined that Mr. Vaughn was not over the legal limit.
Jennifer Aniston was in the passenger seat. They switched places as a precaution and went on their way. Vaughn's dad lives in the Phoenix area. She wouldn't do a show for 16 years, but last night on Letterman, it was a love fest between Dave and Oprah.
Whatever it is you thought was happening, okay, it's over. Right. There is no feud. There's only peace.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
And admiration.
And admiration.
And
that's courtesy of Worldwide Pants. She even gave Dave a framed signed portrait of herself and Uma Thurman. Oprah was in town for the debut of The Color Purple on Broadway. She's producing. I'm Liz White. ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, more suspects are facing charges in a string of vehicle break-ins in Alton. Nicholas Gegg was charged yesterday with two counts of felony burglary. David Dupree, who was already wanted on a parole violation, was arrested Wednesday night on suspicion of burglary. Lieutenant David Hayes, the chief of detectives for the Alton Police, says many of the 124 thefts over the past 2 months occurred in unlocked vehicles with purses and wallets in open view.
We need to be especially cognizant of the fact that if anything that's left in your vehicle that is in view and attractive to a would-be thief, they're inviting that merchandise to be stolen, and in this case, that's what has occurred.
Shane Clark, Rico Madlock, and Albert Boyd were the first three of seven suspects to be charged. Charges are also pending against two juveniles. Investigators say none of the suspects were believed to be working together in these crimes. For the second year in a row, the city of St. Louis has won a census challenge. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says the city's challenge of the U.S. Census Bureau's most recent population estimates was successful. The Census Bureau had estimated St. Louis lost more than 4,700 people between July 2003 and July 2004, but the city appealed that estimate, saying the population has actually increased. Mayor Slay is expected to release more details on the challenge this afternoon. As Congresswoman Joanne Emerson of Cape Girardeau talks with her community about earthquake preparedness, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is speaking out about how safe St. Louis would be. Slay says it would depend on how severe the earthquake was, but says the preparation process is ongoing and the city is more prepared for a disaster now than it was 4 years ago. Emerson held a discussion yesterday at Southeast Missouri State University to talk about boosting preparations should an earthquake hit the New Madrid Fault region. Finally this hour, a pair of 5-6 teams get together on Sunday when the Rams and Redskins meet at the Edward Jones Dome. Interim head coach Joe Vitt still has yet to announce his starting quarterback, but Ryan Fitzpatrick seems to be the likely choice. Jamie Martin's vision is still a little blurry, according to Vitt, and he remains questionable on the team's injury report. The Rams' 30th-ranked pass defense will be tested by Redskins wideout Santana Moss, who ranks third in the NFL in receiving yards. Cornerback Travis Fisher and safety Adam Archuleta are questionable with injuries, while cornerback DeJuan Gross is listed as probable. Kickoff is 3:05 on Sunday. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by American Express. Wish you could get a Range Rover for only $5,000? American Express card members can. Get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the new arrivals at Granite Works. In both directions, over on the east side, Illinois Route 4 between 40 and 70 is closed due to an accident involving a tractor trailer and a fuel leak. Traffic is being diverted onto Highway 143. Eastbound 70 at Shreve is a disabled vehicle, partially blocking an exit ramp. Westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes is a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. It was first reported as a car fire. It's just overheated. Southbound 270 between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend, there's an injury accident. Two left lanes are blocked this hour. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Bayless, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 between Mid Rivers and Blanchett Bridge, everything is rolling along steady. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 44 is slow in pockets. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 between West Florissant and Washington Elizabeth is slow as they're lined up in the right lane, then from New Florissant all the way into 170's exits. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for normal traffic. Northbound Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing looks good. And westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, it is already stop and go this hour, so use caution as you roll up to those areas. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the new arrivals at Granite Works. Granite Works just got a new shipment of beautiful granite. Exotic new colors from Brazil like Bianco Romano at very affordable prices, as little as $38 a square foot. Visit today or call 862-6300. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, cloudy, a chance for freezing rain early in the morning, then a chance for rain late in the morning and afternoon, high in the upper 30s. Then moving on to Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, freezing rain, and snow throughout the evening and the overnight hours. The low should be in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under partly cloudy skies, we have 24 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 24 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Our guest for the normal show for Fridays, Looking Black, Jared Ball, has had to call or emailed us and said he couldn't make it. His wife is having a baby, so he can't make it for the show this morning. So good luck to he and his wife. So we will have open lines this hour, instead of Looking Black. And don't forget, in the last 15 minutes of the show, we will have a giveaway or two or three Because We Care packages. And our books will involve Cracking the Millionaire's Code and Sundown Towns and Identity Theft. So look forward to that in the last 15 minutes or so of the show. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And for those of you that need the phone number for the administrative law judge that called black people out their name, Margaret Walsh, and the want to do something here, let me do something here. I want to read a letter written by Michael Moore on the 50th anniversary of Rosa Parks' Fearless Act, speaking truth to power, not even speaking truth to power, but doing what is right, confronting racism. This is what Michael Moore said. Friends, I thought we should all pause for a moment today to remember the simple act of courage, defiance, and dignity committed by Rosa Parks when she refused to move to the back of the bus because the law said she had the wrong skin color. The greatest moments in history, the ones that have truly mattered and have taken us to a better place, are made up of scores of singular acts by ordinary, everyday people who could no longer tolerate the crap and the nonsense of those in charge. Today, whether it's a student who holds a sit-in to get Army recruiters off her campus, or the mother of a dead soldier who refuses to leave the front gate of the president's ranch, we continue to be saved by people, brave people, who risk ridicule and rejection, but end up turning the huge tides of public opinion in the direction of righteousness. We owe them an enormous debt of gratitude. It is not easy to stand up for what is right, especially when everyone else is afraid to leave the comfortable path of conformity. Rosa Parks may have been alone on that bus at the moment of her arrest, but she wasn't alone for long. The old order was shaken, the world was upended, and as a people we were given a chance for a bit of redemption. Perhaps the best way to celebrate this most important day in American history is to ask yourself, what is it that you can do today to make a difference? What risk can you take to move the ball forward? What is the one thing that you've been wanting to say to your coworkers or your classmates that you've been afraid to say, but in your heart of hearts you know needs to be said? Why wait another day to say it or do it? There is probably no better way to honor Rosa Parks and yourself than for you to put a stop to injustice. You see, by not continuing it to move forward for one more second, do something. Do something. You know what? I encourage everybody to do something, and I would love it if you all would do something. And email me at revolution at lizbrown.com, or write me at 265 Union, WGNU Radio 63108. Do something, and I'll share it with the world. And I've got to do something for you. I've got to do something for you. There is an administrative judge by the name of Margaret Walsh. They called a black, told a black woman she needed to sit at the back of the courtroom because that's where she belonged, because she black. Called her a ghetto B.I. You know what the rest of the letters are. In full court, in open court. She said that. And she's an appointed judge by Francis Slay. the number that you can call, the do something that you can do, is to call her office, to call Frances Slay, and demand that she, that he do something and make her, and take her job away from her. Remove her from office. Because I ask you, what do you think, what kind of justice do you think African people receive in a courtroom where she sees African people as people to sit in the back of the courtroom? What kind of justice do you think that people, African people, receive? What kind of lawlessness do you think that she engages in that courtroom? Because racism is all about lawlessness. Racism is all about breaking laws on the backs of people of African descent. That's what racism is. That's what the act of racism is. It's about lawlessness at its heart, at its foundation. Racism is lawlessness. And how frightening for those of us who love the law, for those of us who love what is right, and for those of us that have to be in the hands of the legal system, how frightening is it? How wrong is it? How unacceptable and indefensible is it that the person that is in the position of administering laws is herself lawless? You need to call her at her office and demand that she step down. You need to call Frances Slay at his office and demand that he take her down. Because it's lawlessness. And the number that you need to call is 622-3231, 622-3231, 589-6967, 589-6967. Margaret Walsh, administrative judge, telling black people they need to sit in the back of the courtroom, calling black people ghetto bees. And in the courtroom. That's so outrageous that I don't know how any American can sit still while she sits on the bench. Otis, good morning.
Yes, you know, Liz, I'm going to make that call.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I got to. You know, I felt the sting of injustice in when I came up from Birmingham, out, they call it Birmingham where I come from, Birmingham, Alabama. That's where I was raised up in, and that's where I had a chance to really be close and up personal with the actions of Miss Potts.
Mm.
Coming up here, I was in Memphis when Dr. Heaton was killed off.
Mm.
Also, and coming up here after he was killed, I ended up kind of homeless here in St. Louis. And my actions today, and I mean, I've been trying every day to react to what I've seen and what I've felt and the injustice that I've seen. But today, as one part of my act, I'm going to give away food. A lot of food today to families who are struggling during this cold weather, spending all their money to try to keep warm. And I'm going to be giving away food out on the sidewalks today down here at Bissell and Strodman. And if anybody...
Where is that, Otis? Where is that?
That is right around the corner from the water tower. That's right off of Grand Avenue. If you get to Grand and 20th, it would be Grand and 21st Street, but they're in the top of the street, Strodman. But I have a little park called the Otis Woodard Peace Park, and I stand on a little corner. You can see it off of Grand Avenue, and I give out food. And the day after 8:30, probably about 12 o'clock, I'm going to be giving away tons of canned and packaged items. And I'm going to, and the qualifications of it is just need it. and so I ask people to use their conscience to say, I'm poor and I need it. And of course, and in tribute to Rosa Parks, Dr. King, to all of those folks in St. Louis, those heroes that I've seen since I've been here, that's what I can do. And I'm glad to hear a call to action. I really feel that all of us have something that we can give, and I want to thank
and something
you.
And something that we can do. There is something that we can do. You don't have to go out and shut down Highway 70 by yourself.
No,
there are
no.
singular no. acts that you can do, and how far you're willing to go is only limited by you. By you.
That's exactly right. I just feel and see the potential of all the folks who are intelligent and strong here around me who are waiting for some kind of ordination, you know, that said, you're qualified or you're ordained. And the day, at the end of the day, when I go to bed, I'm going to be able to look around and say, because someone did those things for me, somebody's going to go to bed with a little food in their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm going to look at my children and think that there are other children like my children who benefited because I decided to act.
That's right. And you decided to do something.
That's right. Thank you. And I'm glad you're doing something. Thank you.
And Otis, give us that address one more time and the time that you're going to be doing it.
The address is, if you want to call me at 652-7383. That's 652-7383. And I guarantee you, I don't look at color as a qualification, or I don't look at anything but just your sincere needs.
And again, the address and the
it's
time.
4430 Stratman. After about 10 o'clock.
After 10 o'clock today.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
All right, Otis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
455, and God bless you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
Deborah, I am doing outstanding. How are you?
First of all, I want to say that was a wonderful letter, and I think everybody should. And listening to you, I was thinking that this past summer I was fighting a gas company, and the month of July, they sent me a $1,500 bill, and I asked them, what was I heating up? I live in North St. Louis, and I'm remodeling my house. Keep in mind, there is nothing there. And so I had to go to Jefferson City, the general. I'm writing everybody a letter, as well as pictures and everything, when the electrician came and the washer, dryer, anything. So in the end, they ended up telling me that I don't owe anything for 3 months. And then as soon as the winter started hitting, they sends me a bill for $89. Says the situation hasn't changed. So then this last couple of weeks, they put in a new meter, and they said it was supposed to be some new meter that the gas company is putting in that is supposed to read electronically now, that they don't have to come out and read the meter. So I thought that was really neat. It took me like almost a year in fighting the gas company, and now in a way, I'm like fighting the inspectors. You know, they give me like 30 days to like do all this work. And I'm like, and when I went to court, I'm trying to find out, okay, so how many, pardon my French, how many whites are in there doing this? How many ordinance that you're giving to white folks that they have to have 30 days to tuck point, paint, do all of this? So I actually took pictures of all of this because, I mean, I didn't feel that it was a need, so I took before and after pictures. And then he still tells me he couldn't give me my occupancy permit because there was a car in my driveway in the back of my house. And I called him and I asked him, I said, well, could you move the dumpster? They told me they couldn't move the dumpster. So I took pictures before and after. And then one man, he was kind enough to move it, the trash man. And then when he got through the next week, it was right back in my driveway, part of it where I couldn't open up the gate. So now I'm going back to court again on the 7th, and it's like a long fight, and it's expensive. And I mean, but you have to stand up for what's right, you know, and I understand you have to keep your property up. I don't have a problem. I just
Who's bought. Your alder person?
Huh?
Who is your alder person?
Her name is Bernice, and I met her. She lives on the same block that I live on, actually. So I went. And so the meeting is like Thursday, but it's going to be after the holidays now. And I mean, he gives me this list, so I'm going back to court on the 7th, you know, and it's like, okay, you need to tuck point. I'm like, okay, where?
Okay.
Okay, you need to do this. But anyway, I mean, the moral of the story is just really standing up and it does take a lot out of it, but somebody has to stand.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you for your call.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Thank you, Liz, for taking my call. And I was just thinking last night, I looked at Mr. Davis, who lost his daughter during that horrible car wreck. They just left, and that's part of our family, as Hubert Wheeler. So I wish that in our community, I'm concerned about the African-American community, that somewhere with the children to be more responsible, and even in our community to help get up a lot of this trash that I see every day in our community. So hope that we can see all of you at the Christmas party and go to the public relations meetings and go to your block meetings and just get involved to help take control of our school and tell and ask the superintendent would he open up the alternative schools. Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. David.
Yes. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Yes. You don't watch the NBC Nightly News, do you?
I do on occasion.
Do you know them people that lost their house during the Katrina? They still got to pay for their house.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Who
are you talking about? What people? You mean all the people? Who
was holding mortgages on their houses, down in Louisiana.
Okay. Tell me what the story was, David.
They still had to pay for their houses now. You know, the ones that was had mortgages on them.
Okay. The mortgage companies are saying that they still have to pay for the houses.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that given that this is a catastrophe, given that the government's role in dealing with catastrophes is they have a lot of options in dealing with catastrophes, and I think that they should be down there helping people out of that catastrophic thing. And there's plenty of money in the government to take care. If we can take care of catastrophes all over the world, people in India, people all over the world that have catastrophic things happen to them, our government should take care of our citizens' catastrophic thing. This is not a fault of their own.
That's what I said. I got so angry about that. I'm like, these people don't been through enough. They ain't got nothing.
And here's the other piece of this. Given what this particular administration, given the gifts, the unearned gifts that this administration has given to the mortgage industry and the finance industry, I'm going to share a story about the banking industry and their fees when I come back in the next after the break. But given everything that's been given to the finance industry and the mortgage industry, our government can give back to the real citizens out here. Thanks for your call, David.
Okay, bye.
We have to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back.
Little girls, little boys, dream of worlds, lots of toys, this time of the year, when Christmas is near, evergreen or snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. In both directions, over on the east side, Illinois Route 4 between 40 and 70 is closed due to an accident involving a tractor-trailer. Traffic's being detoured onto Route 143. Southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. That accident's been cleared, but traffic still jams at Manchester. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Germania. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh. Look for a very heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 at 370 and the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 from Sappington all the way into Doherty Ferry. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier southbound accident. People were rubbernecking. Take a look. Westbound 270 between West Florissant and Washington Elizabeth. Slow traffic. Then slow traffic lining up in the right lane from New Florissant all the way to 170. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, slow traffic due to an accident on the shoulder at the just east of T.R. Hughes, and they're watching to see what's going on there. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue and the 5570 split, look for slow traffic going on there. Northbound Route 3 between 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is heavy this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB, look for stop-and-go traffic. And that is a look at your traffic for your 7 o'clock hour. Sours traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that Range Rover for only $5,000. American Express card members can get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items in My Life. MyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly cloudy today, high in the mid-30s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday looks kind of treacherous. Cloudy, chance for freezing rain early in the morning, then a chance for rain in late morning and afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. But Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, a chance of freezing rain and or snow early in the evening, then a chance overnight for freezing rain and snow with a low in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios, VAM 920 WGNU under partly cloudy skies. We have 24 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 24 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The cure for the common cause.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're gonna waste energy in your home, I'm gonna pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Yeah. chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard sleeping tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. It's ironic that I hear you this morning and even yesterday discussing the NAACP. And that Monday I was watching C-SPAN. And there was a program in which an elderly black attorney who was an officer and an attorney for the NAACP back in the 1960s and the 1970s was being interviewed on C-SPAN by a panel of attorneys and professors from University of Chicago Law School, Washington, D.C. Law School, and a university in Georgia. And they were discussing the problems of the NAACP back in the 1960s and the 1970s, and we were all enthusiastic and concerned and fighting about their efforts to resist the efforts of attorney generals from Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and Texas. Those attorney generals, as you know, were attempting to obtain the membership list, the rosters of members of the NAACP. Back in those days, and we know the problems that blacks were encountering in those states. And they're going to use those lists, of course, to intimidate blacks. And businesses, would react by firing them. And during that time, you know, we had killings of NAACP leaders. And they wanted to obtain the rosters, the membership rosters of the NAACP, and, of course, in order to intimidate those folks and to discourage them from voting. Now, at that time, I said, gee whiz, I ought to call Liz and ask her to do a little interviewing of some of the older members of the NAACP during that time, like Margaret Bush Wilson and Ted McNeil or Norman Say, Percy Green, and persons like that, to find out what the heck has happened to the local chapter of the NAACP.
I think it's clear what has happened to the local NAACP.
Tell me.
The fact of the matter is that they have become, they are right now, compromised, and they are water carriers, and they are self-serving individuals that have no agenda outside of either personal gain or to comply with that, with whatever the white white folks say. That's what the agenda of the local NAACP is. Let me ask you a question. Name one issue of concern to the people of African descent that the NAACP has been on the lead on or even standing next to. Name one issue.
None. Zero.
None. There's none. Because there isn't. That what they did yesterday with Rosa Parks is pure and simple. A complete description of what it is that they stand for. A 1 hour, get there at noon, it's over in an hour, tribute to Rosa Parks on a cheap invitation. And it was a celebration of diversity as opposed to an examination into an explanation of the issues that she was a part of. and what she did. And they did it at a white-owned restaurant, the father of the Francis Slags restaurant. And there were just as many white folks that were, if not more, standing up there than there were people of African descent.
Well, they achieved their goals, and those persons who were responsible for the program, who were members of what would NAACP or any other organization, what they wanted to achieve.
Well, those outside of African issues, they always want to achieve what their goals are. That's no surprise that they want that. What is the compromising and the unacceptable part of this is that people like Howard Crumpton facilitate that.
Yeah, I'm very good. We're thinking similarly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Christine.
Yes. I wanted to talk about Oprah Winfrey. Now, in my opinion, she is a piece of work. In fact, I don't think she's done a real hard-hitting program ever since she was sued by those cattle barons from Texas. She hadn't done it. This is just my opinion. Anything that really would help citizens to have a better life, other than give away prizes. But
you don't think that's a good thing to give people cars and things like that? You don't think that helps people's lives?
Well, I wanted to talk about this giveaway. She had these so-called she called them heroes and rescue workers that went out to New Orleans to help the survivors of this horrendous hurricane.
Okay.
Now, those volunteers that she had on her show, I am sure that FEMA and the Red Cross paid all of their expenses. They had good lodgings.
Why are you sure of that?
Because of the makeup of the audience. It looked like they had just stepped out of a fashion magazine.
Wait a minute. How are you going to dress when you go on Oprah's show and you're getting ready to get an award? How are you going to dress?
Well, first of all, they were just getting gifts. They weren't getting any awards. And
but how are you going to dress when you go on TV where you know that millions of people are going to watch you? How are you going to dress?
I'm going to be presentable. But these are people who, I don't know if you saw the audience, but it looked like they were hand-picked people. And it's just like when you volunteer for something, that's usually a moral thing. You feel morally obligated to help those in need.
But Christine, don't you think you're being a little unfair in your judgment, or a little hard and unfair in your judgment, in the sense of, it's like people who see children whose parents use a food stamp card, and the kids have on a Nike tennis shoes, and people say, you know, well, what are they doing with Nike tennis shoes on? They should be dressed or should be presented in a certain way. You don't know where they got the Nike tennis shoes from, and you shouldn't be judging them based upon that. This feels kind of like that.
Well, I don't know why it should feel kind of like that, because what I'm talking about is, if you volunteer for something, that's a moral compass that you feel in your heart. You're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And that, to me, would be just like your volunteers for the blanket drive.
What about?
If you called them all together,
uh-huh,
and gave them a lot of things,
right,
they probably wouldn't even accept them.
Oh, but if I wanted to give that to them, why shouldn't I be able to give them and say, you know, you don't have to take this, you didn't ask for this, but I want to give you this anyway? What would be wrong with me wanting to do that?
Well, in Oprah's, in her position, she should have, in my opinion, all that she should have gathered up those poor
You don't like Oprah. You do not like Oprah, and you just don't like Oprah. There's nothing that Oprah can do.
Agree with me about this. I don't usually watch any kind of these late night talk shows, but I was just channel surfing, and I happened to see Oprah sitting in the seat next to David Letterman.
Yes.
And she was talking about something that happened to her in her childhood, about she wanted some new eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And she had stage, and her mother said she couldn't have any eyeglasses. And she had staged this elaborate plan, like pretending that her home had been broken into and that she had been knocked on the head.
Okay, quickly, please. Right,
okay, well, what happened when she was in the hospital? She claimed to have amnesia. She said her mom came in there talking like a Negro mom.
Okay, that's inappropriate. Got to roll. Got to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. Wake up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to do the giveaway. I need you to get to the phones. We're going to do the giveaway after this break. Get to the phones at 454-0400. Be prepared to answer some questions, and you'll get some wonderful Because We Care packages. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Cairo. Violence has broken out in Egypt during the last round of elections for parliament. One person was shot to death and another was wounded north of the capital city when police opened fire on voters. Riot troops blocked entry to polling stations in Muslim stronghold neighborhoods. This latest round of violence follows the arrest of hundreds of opposition Islamists. Charges are now circulating that the ruling party in Egypt has used illegal tactics to manipulate the vote. More than 10 million people took part in this week's final round of elections, with 136 of parliament's 450 seats up for grabs. The results will not be known until sometime next week. And Dateline Washington. Insiders indicate both military and intelligence higher-ups are growing bitter over President Bush's unwillingness to listen to reason when it comes to the war in Iraq. Those analysts who have to make the journey to the White House for briefings say any bad news or negativity immediately brings a tirade from the commander-in-chief. The feeling is they're being placed in a no-win situation because if they provide an honest assessment of what's going on, they get a chewing out. But if the president ignores their recommendations and then things go badly, well, the president blames them. A record number of senior staffers at both the Pentagon and the CIA have quit in recent months because they're fed up with the treatment they've gotten from the White House. One senior Pentagon analyst went so far as to call Mr. Bush's speech this week on Iraq an outright con job because the strategy he's trying to sell simply cannot be achieved. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenahan from 4 to 6.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Everyone at WGNU extends congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communication Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best talk show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake-Up Call, and with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update. Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. We're going to engage in our Because We Care package giveaway every hour today, a quarter till each hour. We're going to be giving away some wonderful Because We Care packages. T-shirts, mugs, Wake Up Call mugs, Wake Up Call magnets, water bottles, keychains, refrigerator magnets. All of that, plus wonderful books. And we have some books to give away today. Let me get to some of our callers and see if they want to answer some questions as it pertains to one of the books and authors that we had on the show, Sundown Town, or Identity Theft, and also Cracking the Millionaire Code. Penny, one of those books you want to answer a question on?
I was wondering, did you hear Oprah Winfrey last night?
Can't do it. Can't talk about that right now. Got to do the giveaway. Craig, you want to participate in the giveaway?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's which book?
Sundown Town.
Sundown Town. Tell us about Peking, Illinois.
Okay, Peking, there was a slur on the Chinese city of Beijing, and the mascot of the town was the town's high school was the Chinks.
Very good. And what were the, do you remember what the girls' basketball team was?
Yeah, the Chinkette.
There you go. There you go. Congratulations. Congratulations. Pick up your copy of It's a Wonderful Book. It's huge. It's a wonderful, wonderful book written by James W. Lowen. And pick up your We Care package right here at the station. I'm going to put you on hold and let Howard get your information.
Oh, Liz.
I can't go. Gotta go. Okay. Gotta go. All right. William. William? Hello? Obadiah, can you answer the question about either the Millionaire Code or Stolen Lives?
You know, I'm listening to it. I just got back in town. I'm listening to it, but,
Okay, if you can't answer the question, gotta roll.
No.
Denise. Denise?
Denise, yes.
Yes, can you answer a question about either the Millionaire Code or Stolen Lives?
Cracking the Millionaire Code.
Okay, Cracking the Millionaire Code. Talk to us about, give us any of the advice that the author Robert Allen said about becoming a millionaire. What was some of the advice that he gave?
A couple of you have to have a team behind you.
Okay.
I was listening because I'm in the business. Wow, there was so much. Let's see. I know that one. That's one I think of. Sorry, I can't think of it.
Okay, when he said you had to have a team, what did he mean? What did he, do you remember what he called the team?
Oh, it was pretty clever. He had a lot of really clever ways to frame everything. Let's see. I know he gave like four different ways to do the business, and I went on the internet, looked at the site and everything. Oh God.
All right. So when he talked about the team, what did he say about the team, Denise? Do you remember?
That you can't do everything yourself, and you got to help people that you trust and to do it properly.
Very good. Okay, Denise, we're going to leave a copy of Cracking the Millionaire Code along with your Because You Care Because We Care package. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put you on hold, and you need to come to the station and pick it up. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And a car phone.
Yes, how you doing, Liz?
How, you want to participate in the Because We Care package giveaway?
Yeah, the
Stolen Lies?
Millionaire Code.
Oh, you want to crack the Millionaire Code? I'm sorry, we just gave away the Millionaire Code.
Is that right?
You want to participate in the Stolen Lies?
Stolen, you know, unfortunately, I didn't get that one. I got to archive that one.
Okay. We'll be giving away another copy of the Cracking the Millionaire Code in the next hour.
All right. Anyway, I did like the spiritual component of that.
Wasn't that fabulous?
Yeah, you have to give something away.
I love that. I love that.
That's good for a book?
No. Not this hour. Not this hour. Thank you, though. Call back next hour. 454-0400 is my phone number. Cornell.
Stolen Lives.
All right. Stolen Lives. What was the mantra of the author John Cilio? What did he say you had? Who did he say you had? What did you have to think like?
What do you have to think like?
In order to get to this whole identity theft thing, what do you have to think like?
To think like a criminal?
No.
Hmm.
No. The whole mantra of it, and he said it at least a dozen times throughout the book. And this is an autographed copy of the book, and he even writes that what you have to think life as part like as part of the autograph in the Stolen Lives Prevent Identity Theft Made Easy. Can't remember?
Can't remember.
All right, sorry about that. Stolen Lives, what did the author say you had to think like?
You have to think
like a spy. Absolutely, absolutely. What's your name?
Arthur,
congratulations. You have a Because We Care package, and it's waiting for you. All you got to do is pick it up here at the station, 265 Union. I'm going to put you on hold and let Howard get your information. Congratulations.
Okay.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. You need to stay with me, 454-0400, 454-0400. You need to stay with me. And if you didn't get a chance to get in and to get a crack at one of these wonderful Because We Care packages, that's all right. That's all right. We're going to be doing it next hour and the hour after it. Because We Care packages will be waiting for you at the quarter till of each hour today on a special Friday. The first Friday in December. The last Friday in December. Oh, no. The first Friday in December of 2005. We're almost done. I'll be back next hour. Stay with us.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. New jobless numbers are out. ABC's Vic Ratner has them.
It's the biggest increase in new jobs since July. The Labor Department announcing that the economy added 215,000 jobs in November. A government statement says some of those new jobs reflect cleanup work along the Gulf Coast. Construction firms added 37,000 new jobs during the month alone, but no change in the overall unemployment rate. For November, it was still 5%.
Out holiday shopping? So are jewel thieves. The FBI is looking for a team. They've hit more than 50 stores in at least 10 states.
They move almost like a tactical unit. I mean, they're just very, very organized. They're very disciplined when they get in the store. They don't stay long. They get in, they get out. They know how to get into the mall after hours.
Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker. Kenneth Boyd was a capital punishment milestone. And Kathy Smith's father-in-law.
I saw a very kind man with a good heart who would have gave his shirt off his back to anybody who had needed it.
Boyd died by lethal injection overnight in North Carolina.
The nation's 1,000th execution since the reinstatement of the death penalty was carried out in Raleigh, North Carolina this morning at Central Prison. Some protesters outside the prison called it a dubious distinction. There was about 200 of those protesters. 16 of them were arrested when police said that they had trespassed and didn't obey orders to stay within barriers.
Reporter Ed Crump, there were counter-protesters, people who support the death penalty. Carly Bruch's mother counts herself among them. Her 11-year-old daughter was kidnapped, raped, and killed by Joseph Smith. A jury in Sarasota recommended the death penalty. The mother's reaction?
He couldn't be dead fast enough for me.
A 6.4 earthquake rocked northern Japan early today. That's the preliminary number. No word on any damage or injuries and no tsunami warning issued. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with the new Napa Auto Parts toy delivery truck. It's over 16 inches long and looks just like the real Napa trucks with the hat on top. Made for ages 4 and up, this limited edition Napa pickup is made of durable ABS plastic with working lights, opening hood, and removable parts boxes. It even has a hand cart. All for just $19.99 and only at Napa.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen, and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
The head of China's EPA has resigned after a chemical spill into a major river there The chemical plant explosion last month sent potentially dangerous benzene into the river and shut off water supplies in nearby towns, prompting thousands of evacuations. On the other end of the environmental spectrum, scientists say they've come up with a way to stop a source of global warming, but it's not what you might think. ABC's Gil Gross explains.
T.S. Eliot wrote, "The world ends not with a bang, but a whimper." Scientists say it ends with a ruder noise from the wrong end of cows and sheep. Belches and windbreakers from the animals are a major source of greenhouse gas connected to global warming. New Zealand even tried to institute a flatulence tax on farm animal methane. Well, now scientists in Scotland have come up with a feed additive. They say cuts, so to speak, emissions by 70%. So if the world ends, it won't end from that end. Gil Gross, ABC News.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, deliberations will continue this morning in the trial of a man charged with shooting a St. Louis police officer. The case of Tory Miller went to a jury yesterday, but jurors could not reach a verdict. Miller is charged with assaulting an officer and armed criminal action in connection with the 2002 shooting of Officer Robert Miller, no relation to the defendant. Youth are one of the groups most impacted by new HIV infections in St. Louis. The St. Louis HIV-STD Prevention Regional Advisory Group reports that youth between the ages of 13 to 18 account for 7.8% of the reported HIV-AIDS cases. Paris Jackson, a regional representative for the organization, explains that this is a result of several factors.
We attribute it to, first of all, not having a lot of education about HIV and how it's contracted. We also attribute it to not having the correct skills about negotiating and how to say no. We also attribute it to just youth, because a lot of times you think that you're inevitable and it's just not going to happen to you.
This message was presented at an event yesterday at the Gateway Classic Foundation for World AIDS Day. The World Health Organization estimates there are 40 million people living with the deadly disease worldwide. A new study indicates the importance of stable housing for people living with HIV and AIDS. The study by the National AIDS Housing Coalition indicates AIDS patients who have stable housing have better health outcomes than those who don't. Lynn Cooper, the president of St. Louis-based Doorways, says she hopes the study will help people realize the need for good housing for those infected with HIV. The study also found HIV and AIDS sufferers with stable housing are less likely to spread the virus. Cooper says that's because they are less likely to engage in risky behavior like unprotected sex or intravenous drug use. Finally this hour, the Steamers play back-to-back games this weekend. They travel to face the defending MISL champion Milwaukee Wave on Saturday afternoon and then return home to host the expansion California Cougars on Sunday evening. The Steamers are 1-1 after beating Philadelphia in their home opener last weekend at the Savas Center. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Warner Brothers March of the Penguins DVD. March of the Penguins, the most amazing and critically acclaimed film of the year, is now on DVD. See what the Washington Post calls a delightful, wholesome experience for the whole family on DVD now. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by American Express. Over on the east side in both directions, Illinois Route 4 between 40 and 70 is closed due to an accident involving a tractor trailer. Traffic is being detoured onto Route 143. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked. I-55 at Bayless and Arsenal, nothing to report there. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass all the way to Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 between New Florissant and 170, everything is slow in the right lane. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, that traffic's finally easing up. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, that traffic's easing as well. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 between the 55-70 merge. Look for traffic to be easing up this hour. Illinois Route 3 is heavy from 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 at 64 in the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop and go this hour, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by American Express. Wish you could get that Range Rover for just $5,000. American Express card members can get incredible prices on this season's most sought-after items at MyLifeMyCard.com. Terms and conditions do apply. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Then on Saturday, things change a bit. Cloudy, chance of freezing rain early in the morning, then a chance of rain by late morning and afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, everything falls out. Mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, freezing rain, and or snow throughout the early evening and the overnight hours with a low in the mid-20s. Then moving on to Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 23 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting pretty much the same, 23 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400. There is a controversy, a brewing controversy. And to me, it speaks of our intolerance. It really does. Some of you have heard about it. Some of you that listen to what I call smack talk radio. Folks that talk a lot of smack, wouldn't bust a grape to do anything. Smack talk TV, I'm sorry. It's smack talk TV. Blah, 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 blah stuff. Y'all heard about this? The controversy over, or the smack talk surrounding whether to call a Christmas tree or a holiday tree, that there is a movement afoot to the tree that was put up in front of the White House has been since 1999 referred to as the holiday tree as opposed to a Christmas tree. This year, at the request, now remember, this is a guy who didn't, who's demanded that we reduce food stamps. This is a man that hasn't had a solution for the war. This is a man that voted to give himself a pay raise, who's presiding over the most corrupt group of Republicans in the history of this country. Henry Hyde said we need to change the name of the holiday tree in front of the White House to the Christmas tree. Isn't that something? Does that speak to the intolerance of this nation? Does that speak? I think that's an explanation of why there was Abu Ghraib. The same type, that's the same intolerance of why Pat Roberts got on the television and said without repercussion that Hugo Chavez should be murdered, assassinated by our government. That's the same type of intolerance. That's the same type of intolerance that Bill Bennett got on and said that all black children should be killed. If you killed all black children, then the crime would be reduced. That's the same type of intolerance. It's the same type of intolerance of why we had Abu Ghraib. Same thing that moved, it's fruit of the same poisonous tree. That there are people, Americans, that listen to Smack Talk TV that say that Christmas trees should be called Christmas trees. Instead of holidays, trees, we're a Christian nation, damn it! You know? How intolerant is that? Forgive me, I'm sorry. But the fact of the matter is that everybody who lives in this nation might... The Muslims' tax dollar paid is Muslims put as much into the cost of that tree as a Catholic, and the fact of the matter is that there are Muslims here. There are people that don't practice any religion here, any kind of organized, so-called, the religion of Pat Roberts, if you will, people that don't practice that. And yet we hear people demanding that tax money, the same people that would say that tax money doesn't, we don't need more tax money for food stamps. We don't need more tax money for health insurance. We don't need more tax money for housing. We don't need more tax money for Head Start. We don't need more tax money for public schools. That our tax money should go in to put up a Christmas tree. And we got to take it. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? These are extraordinary intolerant times. Extraordinarily intolerant times. The same energy, the same motivation that allowed, that propelled, that made sense to the soldiers at Abu Ghraib to tie, to connect electric probes to the genitals of men that hadn't been charged nor convicted or tried of anything for their own pleasure, to beat them, to brutalize them, to taunt them, to humiliate them. The same energy for that, the same energy that says that this is okay because we're right and you're wrong, is the same energy that propels people to say all trees should be called Christmas trees, paid by taxpayers' money. All tree, everything, taking the Christmas out of the holiday season is wrong. It's all about Christ. Well, it is if you believe that. But everybody doesn't practice that nor believe that. And we live in a society that they take my tax dollars the same way they take a Muslim's tax dollars. And because that is what this government does, then there must be room for everybody. But here we are. George Bush, you can't give us an exit strategy out of Iraq, has given us a dictate about the holiday tree will now be called the Christmas tree. And you know why those people that talk that smack on Talk Smack TV? Why it's such smack? People like Bill O'Reilly. It's taking the Christ. We need to put the Christ back in Christmas. Blah, blah, blah. And you check their website 3 days ago. 3 days ago. Their website had holiday ornaments for sale. They didn't call them Christmas ornaments. They called them holiday ornaments on the Fox News Network site. They changed it after they got confronted with it. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that smack talk? Ain't that smack talk? That is smack talk with a capital S-T. You don't mean none of this stuff. You don't practice any of this stuff.
Good morning, Liz.
Floyd.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I was reading the BBC network, and they were talking about this Dowling Memo report.
Uh-huh.
And I found some information that was that many of the document reports show that the war in Iraq was legally, non-legally, was used by the administration. And Senator John Warner, a Republican from Virginia, said it in 2002. He said he had suspiciously that there was something suspicious about this war in the first place. And he admitted there was some gaps in this war in the first place. Now, that tells me, Liz, that Joy Boy George, Dick Cheney, and Scoot Libby and Andrew Carr all knew they planned
Colin
this war.
Powell.
And let's not forget
Colin Powell. Colin Powell and Condi Rice.
And others who, and all these smack talk shows, heads like Tony Snow and others were on this show. They all gave up for this flag-waving war that was legally. This man was no threat to this country, Liz Brown. You said it since 2001.
That's right.
That's and where are our weak Democrats like Joe Lieberman?
Joe Lieberman.
And himself.
Joe Lieberman.
He goes on some talk show.
Yes, he does.
To talk about he supports this war.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of smack.
But remember, I talked bad about Joe Lieberman when he ran with Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible choice. Joe Lieberman, we ain't got nothing coming. Joe Lieberman needs to just say, I'm a Republican and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And be done with it. Because he's a fake. He's a fake, and he's a warmonger. He's a warmonger, and he is an elitist, and Democrats have nothing coming with Joe Lieberman. Never have.
And
never
that's what
have.
I think many American citizens are now doing, and Sidney Sheehan ought to be proud of this.
She is.
I am so proud of this woman. She's standing up where these other idiots out there, weaklings, didn't do a damn thing. You have a good weekend.
Take care, you
and
sir.
A safe, happy holidays.
You too, Floyd. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, Ms. Brown, you was mentioning something about the NAACP earlier. The NAACP is what we would call, you see, I'm a poor black man from Mississippi, and I did pretty well on my own. And I just want to tell you this. It has always been what you call an upper-class Negro organization. It was not too much about the blacks. The only time that they needed all of poor black folks out there was just like, you know, they wanted to demonstrate for something that happened to the upper class blacks.
I think that there are some things that the NAACP has done that have been helpful for people of African descent. I think that there are, and I know that there are some organizational branches of the NAACP that challenge things that need to be challenged and fight for things that need to be fought for. As a whole, I believe that the NAACP is not what I would refer to, what I would describe as a revolutionary type of an organization. Its board has way too many members and represents way too many interests outside of the community of African descent. And by virtue of who its board is and who its board consists of, the bottom line is that it will never be a revolutionary board or revolutionary entity that is all about African people when its board is not consisting of African people.
Well, you know, the thing what I'm speaking of, though, is just like the same thing that happened to maybe O.J. Simpson, to Oprah Winfrey. It happens to thousands of blacks in this country every day.
Wait,
if you go down there to the...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? What happened to O.J.?
Discrimination. Discrimination, you know,
okay.
Just like how they showed the movies of, showed some scripts about how people turned Oprah Winfrey around after she...
Okay, I didn't know what you were referring to. That's why I had to ask.
And when something happened to these upper class, it's something that they feel worthy enough for white folks to allow them to put in the paper and to put in the press. But when it comes down to me, if I'm discriminated against, I can go down to the NAACP and they'll tell me the same thing that they told those black women who did not fit their lifestyle as Mrs. Rosa Parks did. Mrs. Rosa Parks did the same thing that every black person would have did, and that is stand up for myself. And all of the poor blacks was glad to see a woman who was able to stand up. And then that gave them kids an idea of saying, hey, I don't have to take this.
All
but
right.
No, the black politician and the black leader jumps in and takes the philosophy and says, well, she was an educated lady. The reason she did that, I heard a black man said that she was just tired and she didn't want to do it. That black man probably was right. She did it for herself. Like Jackie Robinson played baseball and slept outdoors and everything else for himself.
All right, thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
My comment is about the NAACP also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're talking about the local NAACP?
The local
NAACP. Here in St. Louis.
Right, and then I'll go national, too. Locally, when Senator Bond threw the tirade down there on election night,
mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. In fact, we still have a tape of that somewhere.
Right. I think that intimidated some of the Republican/Democratic members of the local NAACP. And so now they're in the water for the powers to be.
Okay, I don't understand that. I don't see the 1 plus 1 equals 2-ness of that.
Because it's like yesterday when you talked
which
about...
Which tirade are you talking about? You're talking about the tirade of Kid Ron accusing people of cheating the election?
Right.
And you're saying that they rolled over because of that?
Yeah.
Well, then...
Partially, I think they rolled over because of that divorce prosecution in some cases. At the same time,
they're scary wimps.
They take over the school board.
And they were silent on that. In fact, they joined hands with Roberti.
Right. And then nationally, ever since the Brown case, basically, they've done nothing legally but stand on their accolades from the Brown case, which what we needed. But since that time...
What we needed with the Brown case was the money to go back into school districts as opposed to integration of schools.
And then every year they have the convention and we get a tirade from Mr. Bond, you know, to hold on to his job. And that's basically all we will get out of them.
Thanks for your call.
Sure.
454-0400 is my phone number. Pam.
Hello.
Yes.
Aaliyah. We met on the caller before that was talking about how Rosa Parks did things for herself and Jackie Robinson did things for himself. I really couldn't disagree with him more. They did things for the people. They didn't just act just for individual gain or what have you. They did things for our people. And that's something that I think a significant amount of us have lost the sight of the we instead of the I, and that thus we must act collectively to do things. They were very conscious. There was a consciousness of our people, especially at that time, do things collectively.
Well,
it was more of a collective consciousness.
Well, Pam, I think that his point is that when she decided that she was not going to move to the back of the bus, she wasn't doing it because she was moving on part of a movement. She was doing it because it was wrong, because she wasn't going to take it anymore. And as a result of her act, she was used as and willingly allowed herself to be used as a symbol for something that thousands of black people had also done before her.
Well, Liz, what the truth is about Rosa Parks, those that really studied her life and her background, is that she was a very active member of the NAACP.
That is correct.
She was in, and she had talked to the leadership of the NAACP, and they were talking about what could they do to spark some kind of change in that town. They were trying to think of some activities or some initiatives. So she was already of the mindset. She was a member of a group, an organized group.
But that
we talk about that. She was not operating purely out of the individual consciousness or individual action. So we got to know the whole context of what happened on that day and her consciousness during that day. And the fact that she did belong to the NAACP talked about strategies. So they had talked about that. So it's not like she was just an individual person on that one day. She got tired and she didn't give up her seat. That is not the context. And I really think it does us a disservice for people to say those things. They really need to study the background of how things got started.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to study.
I think that part of the frustration of people and part of the anger of people is, and I don't have any time right now. We're past the break.
Uh-huh.
But the anger and the frustration of a lot of people is that what the NAACP has done, what the NAACP does in this town, what opportunities have been missed by the NAACP. People are frustrated with the organizational entities that survive the act of Rosa Parks. And when you hear Rosa Parks talk about what she did that day, there are a number of things that went into her decision just like a lot of decisions, there are a lot of things that went into a decision, and I got to go, Pam.
Okay, Liz.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. 2 minutes past our break, but that's okay. We'll try to fix that. Stay with me.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the JCPenney Holiday Sale. Over in Madison County on the east side in both directions, Illinois Route 4 between 40 and 70 is closed due to an accident involving a tractor trailer. Traffic is being detoured onto Route 143. Police estimate the incident will be cleared around 10 a.m. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44, that accident has been cleared. Northbound 55 between Bayless and Arsenal, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge, look for traffic to be flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley, traffic has returned back to normal. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to Earth City Expressway looks good. Westbound 270 from New Florissant all the way into 170, slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. Westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge is returned back to normal. And eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit that has road construction and the ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around that area. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the JCPenney Huge Holiday Sale. JCPenney's Holiday Huge Sale this Friday and Saturday. Saturday only from Doorbusters, and an extra 10% off the sale and clearance. It starts at 7 a.m. till noon. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, cloudy during the day. A chance of rain, freezing rain, actually, early in the morning, then a chance of rain by late morning and afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. Friday or Saturday evenings when it's all bottom all drops out, mostly cloudy, chance of freezing rain and or snow early in the evening and throughout the overnight hours with a low in the mid-20s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 26 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 25, both under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
When you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancer, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series.
When we call it the award-winning wake-up call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Next on Mondays at 9, a look at the strategy of the Iraq War. Pressure is mounting to begin a pullout, but have we really won anything yet? Secret interrogation locations, lack of precision munitions, covert news coverage sponsored by the military. Do we know exactly who it is we're fighting? Who established our policy? If we leave now, does this mean 2,000 Americans have died for nothing? An in-depth examination of our role in the fight against terrorism in Iraq with Carl Canetta, Director of the Project on Defense Alternatives, and retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, defense policy expert and advisor to the Bush administration up to the start of the war, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I just wanted to talk about the whole holiday Christmas tree thing.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it's almost hilarious because it's just a matter of semantics. I almost don't care, you know, if they call it a Christmas tree, holiday tree, macaroni and cheese tree, because we all know what it's an endorsement of. You know, we all know what it is they're talking about. And to me, unless they get a big old menorah, a Kwanzaa bush, and everything else up on the White House lawn, then the tree's just got to go, you know, no matter what you call it.
I think part of it is I would agree that a lot of people know what the tree or know that the tree is part of, although it's not in the Bible, but what it has come to represent. But I think that in deference to, I think that if we're going to move towards putting the making it Kwanzaa, putting the menorah, doing everything that we need to do, I think it is a move in the right direction to call it a holiday tree.
I mean, I agree with you. It's a move in the right direction, but it's far from where we need to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And then, like you just said, it's not in the Bible. And it's funny to me how all these smack talkers come out of the woodwork who all hardly practice Christianity. And then they want to make these things important to the religion that aren't important to the religion, and certainly don't follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. But to me, yesterday I saw Bill O'Reilly on the Today Show, and in the same breath as defending it being called a Christmas tree over a holiday tree, he talked about killing as many Iraqis as humanly possible. And to me, you know, this is not in lockstep with the teachings of Christianity.
Neither one of the things.
I mean, if it wasn't so sad, it would be hilarious.
It's hysterical. And neither one of the things he's talking about has anything to do with Christianity. The Christmas tree doesn't have anything to do with Christianity. And killing as many Iraqis as you can see for whatever reason that you want to is not in lockstep with Christianity.
No. So I guess he's in lockstep with himself. But to put on a hat and call it a Christian hat, you know, and parade around. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So,
thanks,
to me,
Zach.
Yeah, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone. Smack talk. That's all it is smack talk. Smack Talk. Will.
Yes, good. Liz, good morning.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
If I want to ask you a couple of questions, and I want your comments on them. The first one was, what do you think about the appointment of Bluford on the school board? How would that affect the board itself?
Okay, let me respond to that. Jim Buford, Jim Slay, is a disastrous choice. It's a cowardly act by Francis Slay. It's a cowardly act by Jim Slay also. If Jim Slay wanted to be on the school board, why didn't he run for it? He had to wait till this white man appointed him and try to cheat his way into being on the school board. He's been missing in action on every single issue that's important. He's a black Republican. He supports George Bush. He's been a Republican appointee by Matt Blunt. What you think we got coming for to us?
Zero.
Less than zero.
The other statement I wanted to ask you was, what do you think about the financial situation of, when she filed bankruptcy, Coleman, running for the office of auditor.
I think the issue for Maida Coleman is, as a person of African descent, she's going to come to the community of African descent and ask for us to support her. And my question to her is, and everybody's question is, what have you done for our community? Because you're expecting us to give us your vote because she's black. And my question is, where have you been on our issues? Where have you been on our issues?
Thank you very much.
All right. And nowhere. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Mosey?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Liz, I just want to know if you have heard about a questionnaire that they're sending around to the county schools, and apparently not all of them. I have a daughter in the system. She's never heard of it. It's from the Missouri Institute of Mental Health, Child and Family Mental Health Services.
You have a copy of it?
Yes.
Okay, get it to me. Get it to me. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your number. Get me the survey. And
okay.
Then can I
say this right quick?
Sure.
They are disguising it. On the front cover, it says, become an MVP, Missouri, return your Missouri spirit parental consent form. First place, an Xbox. Second place, a DVD player.
Get it to
Third
me.
Third place, a portable CD player.
Get it to me, please, Mosey. Please, get it to me. We can talk as much about it as we can, okay?
All right.
Get it to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. Brother Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Yes, I heard you mention that about this Christmas tree isn't mentioned in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah chapter 10, I personally think, speaks of the Christmas tree. Is it possible I can read a verse to you?
Sure.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2. Thus saith Yah, learn not the way of the heathen, and not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of a workman with an axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers, that it move not.
So then there shouldn't be a Christmas tree, is what you're saying.
That is correct, because it is done by...
Worse than there is, it's not mentioned in the Bible. You're saying that it is mentioned in the Bible, and the Bible says no.
Exactly, because
okay.
there was a custom done by pagan, they call them Nicolaitans.
Okay.
And they did all types of wicked things.
Okay.
So thank you, Liz. People, do your research on Christmas.
Okay.
Shalom.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm giving a shout out to you all. We're going to do another Because We Care giveaway at the quarter hour. So get to the phones at 454-0400, 454-0400. We're going to be giving away a identity book. We're going to Stolen Lives Identity Theft autograph book by John Cilio. We're also going to be giving away another Cracking the Millionaire Code book. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Give us a call here at 454-0400 to get in line to answer a question, to get your Because We Care package with radio magnets, with mugs, with T-shirts, everything that you could imagine. Because We Care. Stay with us, folks. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
That one.
St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. It appears that Vice President Dick Cheney is being eased out of the administration's security policy. The VP is getting less and less access to the president since the indictment of his chief of staff, Louis Libby, on charges that he leaked the name of a CIA operative to the press. It's being said that the president is quick to blame both Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld for getting the U.S. involved in Iraq by giving him misleading assessments on both the questions of weapons of mass destruction and the capabilities of Saddam Hussein. But there's no indication that the president will be replacing either man before the end of his term unless the leak investigation unveils more skeletons in the closet. And Dateline San Francisco. Here's something to think about as you're filling up your tank this morning. ExxonMobil has announced that 17 executives are going to get a total of over $30 million worth of bonuses, plus over 1.5 million shares of stock as part of an incentive program. They'll be getting half of their bonus money by the end of this year, just in time for Christmas. The other half will come as a form of earnings bonus unit awards. This means they'll get a cash amount that's equal to the company's net income per common share, as announced each quarter of next year. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 Award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, St. Louis. It's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy, inviting you to join us for the Travel Planner Show every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
We'll talk travel, share our experiences, tell you about some great deals and steals, and give you some travel tips like this.
We always cross-pack at least one change of clothes in each other's bag, just in case a bag gets lost.
Plus, it sure does give the security guys a good laugh when they see those little panties in my bag.
So tell a friend, it's the Travel Planner Show from 2 to 4 every Saturday afternoon
on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, a look at the strategy of the Iraq War. Pressure is mounting to begin a pullout, but have we really won anything yet? Secret interrogation locations, lack of precision munitions, covert news coverage sponsored by the military. Do we know exactly who it is we're fighting? Who established our policy? If we leave now, does this mean 2,000 Americans have died for nothing? An in-depth examination of our role in the fight against terrorism in Iraq with Carl Canetta, Director of the Project on Defense Alternatives, and retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, defense policy expert and advisor to the Bush administration up to the start of the war, on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African, loving it. This is a giveaway. This is the Because We Care giveaway section of the show. I just want to tell you, give you a heads up, a very special Because We Care giveaway package in the next hour. We have a, this is for the parents out there, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles that want to have some wonderful gifts. Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, we'll be giving that one away, along with this gorgeous Three Kings and a Star, this gorgeous story of Three Kings, a Christmas story illustrated by Fred Crump, African, Afrocentric, beautiful, and then a book about Rosa Parks written by Nikki Giovanni, who's going to be on the show, not next week, but the week after, I believe. Rosa Parks is a children's story called Rosa, with by Nikki Giovanni. We're going to be giving that away in the next hour at quarter till, so you don't want to miss that. Let me get to folks that want a Because We Care package. Tammy.
Yes.
Can you answer some questions about Stolen Lives? Which book?
Well, actually, I heard the segment on, or part of the segment on Stolen Lives, but...
what did you hear? Which one would you...
Well, to be very honest about it, what I'm working on doing is trying to put some... like a weekend together for some girlfriends of mine on mental health, on financial health.
Okay, and we're doing a giveaway right now, Tammy. You're going to have to call back in the next hour.
Okay.
Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mac.
Hello.
Yes, Mac. You have a can you answer one of the questions about Stolen Lives?
Nah.
All right. Ross, can you? Ross?
Huh?
Yes,
yeah,
Ross.
Yeah.
Which book?
Right.
Stolen Lives?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the book, Stolen Lives, Identity Theft Prevention Made Simple. What were some of the things that, name a couple of things that John Cilio talked about that you can do to help protect your identity?
Well, he was talking about, what would I call over here? I have my mind just goes blank.
Oh, that's okay. Take your time. Take your time. What was, just think about what he said.
Okay, he was talking about, you know, I can't even think, Liz.
Well, tell me what you remember from the interview. Talk through it that way.
Well, as far as your, he said your best friends are the ones that steal most of your credit from you.
Okay.
Okay, that's what he said from his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him, you know, was his best friend. And it was best to, as far as your credit, he said you got dumpster, what's that, dumpster divers that get your credit from out of the dumpster, and
what did he recommend that you do?
Well, he didn't never did say shred it or anything like that there, but he was telling you just be careful not to throw your stuff in, watch what you throw away, and what's the other one? Oh, boy, I can't think of it right.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Okay. Thank you for your call. Bob.
Yes, I know what he said.
What he said?
He said that they empty all your Social Security cards out, take everything out that you normally would carry.
Carry where?
In your wallet. That's, he said empty all that stuff out.
Right.
Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's what. And why did he say empty the stuff out of your wallet?
He said stick it in the corner of your seat.
That's in an Altoids can, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Congratulations, Bob. We're going to give you a signed copy of Stolen Lives, Identity Theft Prevention Made Simple, and it's signed by John Cilio. It says, think like a spy. We're going to put you on hold and let Howard get your information, okay?
Thank you, Liz.
You're more than welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm very excited to give away a copy of the All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated by Nell Bernstein. I really loved that interview yesterday. I thought it was a very, very powerful interview. And hopefully some of you can answer some of the questions about Stolen Lives, All Alone in the World. Ex-Peter.
You know, are you still on the question? Can we talk about something else?
No, we're talking. This is the giveaway, Peter.
Oh.
This is a giveaway hour.
Well, you know, when you use your credit card, you get the receipt back that has the four digits, the last four digits of your credit card, and the merchant gets the one with all the digits.
Yes.
You should get that from them and cross it out. They don't really need that.
That's what John Cilio said when he was on the show.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 454-0400 is the phone number. Tell you what, we are going to go to the next hour. I believe our Healthy Futures is what we're going to be doing. And then in the next quarter till, we'll be giving another giveaway away. And I just really want you to, I'm going to ask you a question about Stolen Lives. We're going to give away a copy of Stolen Lives. But we're also going to ask you a question about Stolen Lives and give away this wonderful gift packet of three children's books. All of them powerful in and of themselves. We have Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot. We had the author Bruce Lansky on a couple of weeks ago. Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot, Songs and Rhymes for Toilet Training. A fabulous book, gloriously illustrated, with black folks in it. Telling the story of three kings and a star, the holiday story. And then this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous brand new book. You'll be the first person in your neighborhood. Children's book, I remind you, called Rosa. Written by Nikki Giovanni, gloriously illustrated by Brian Collier. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous book. Great gift. Something that you will want to fill your children's library with. That's going to be in the next hour. You don't want to miss that. Right now, we're going to do Healthy Futures. Please stay with us. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. They were banned on commercial flights after 9/11. Now some sharp objects will be okay again.
It is these items, scissors with blades less than 4 inches long, and tools like screwdrivers, wrenches, pliers that are less than 7 inches long that will be removed from the prohibited items list on December 22nd.
TSA Chief Kip Hawley outlining the plan opposed by some flight attendants and some 9/11 families, but Hawley says they've been looking for needles in the wrong haystacks.
We found that a disproportionate amount of our resources go to line-slowing bag searches directed at objects that do not pose a real threat of taking control of an aircraft.
Still, some lawmakers say they will try to preserve the sharp objects ban. The unemployment rate held steady in November at 5%, but payrolls snapped out of a two-month hurricane-induced funk, adding more than 200,000 jobs.
It has psychological meaning more than anything else, and it would certainly perk people up.
Art Cashin with UBS Payne Weber. Some Wall Street analysts think the Dow may head into 11,000 land.
14 of the last 16 years we saw year-end rallies, but this is different. This is kind of like Santa is delivering some good news, good gifts early. We've got great economic news. Consumer confidence is very strong despite some real hits to the economy. Housing market is still stable. Gas prices are down. And I think absolutely people are going to feel so much better about getting back in the market.
Jennifer Openshaw heads Openshaw's Family Financial Network. With that sunny forecast, it's the Atlantic hurricane season that just won't quit. 2 days after the season ended, Epsilon has powered up to the record 14th hurricane of 2005. Forecasters say it poses no threat to land. No damage, injuries, or tsunami warnings after an earthquake today in northern Japan struck a little after 10 p.m. local time with a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Pick up a truckload of fun this holiday season with the new Napa Auto Parts toy delivery truck. It's over 16 inches long and looks just like the real Napa trucks with the hat on top. Made for ages 4 and up, this limited edition Napa pickup is made of durable ABS plastic with working lights, opening hood, and removable parts boxes. It even has a hand cart. All for just $19.99 and only at Napa.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
I am Dr. Jen, and I'm taking your love life calls. And here's Kevin. Go ahead.
Jen, what's the easiest way to get to 79 Williams Ave?
Follow your heart?
For the easiest route to any address, you want to ask TomTom, not Jen.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Saving face after being mauled and disfigured by a dog, the recipient of the world's first partial facial transplant is awake and thanking her doctors in France.
A day after becoming the first woman in the world to receive a partial face transplant, the unidentified French woman looked into a mirror and said thank you to her team of doctors.
She sees her face. And she said, thank you very much.
But some experts have questioned the ethics of the procedure, suggesting reconstructive surgery should have been a first option. Questions have also been raised about her psychological state and an alleged attempted suicide, something her doctors deny outright.
No attempt to suicide. It's clear.
The woman, whose nose, chin, and lips came from a brain-dead donor, still has to deal with the possibility of rejection and its implications. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Going a step beyond putting a tiger in your tank, a Canadian company is producing biodiesel fuel made from the bones and innards of farm animals that Canadians don't eat. Cows, pigs, chickens. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, prominent local developer Don Breckenridge died of cancer Wednesday night. His past projects included the hotels now known as the Doubletree in Chesterfield and the Renaissance Airport Hotel. More recently, Breckenridge was known for his work to reopen the Kiel Opera House downtown. Visitation will take place Sunday afternoon from 2 to 7 at Ambruster Donnelly Mortuary. A funeral will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Ladue Chapel. Breckenridge was 73. Members of Metropolitan Congregations United are calling on officials to make sure the new jobs initiative in the recently passed federal highway bill is used in the best way. The Reverend Emery Washington of MCU says the initiative allows communities to create their own agreements for local and minority hiring. Washington says not only can this initiative be a great thing for low-income people, it can save the state money by cutting down on poverty-related costs such as welfare and jails. 50 years after Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white man, St. Louisans are honoring her legacy. Hundreds gathered yesterday to honor that moment in time, which many people call the beginning of the civil rights movement. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says we all need to fight racism every day.
We must choose to stand against hate and racism, not just on special days like this, but on every day. Today's salute to Rosa Parks is part of a long-term relationship through expanded dialogue and through effective programs to help heal the racial divide that still exists in this city, in the state, and in this country.
Former U.S. Civil Rights Commissioner Frankie Muse Freeman says while not everyone can lead like Parks, anyone can make a difference by recognizing the value of diversity and speaking out. Finally this hour, it looks like the rapid declines in gas prices may be slowing a bit. This week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average for regular unleaded is down 4 cents a gallon to $2.15. That price has dropped 77 cents over the past 8 weeks, but this week's decline isn't as steep as previous weeks, which have seen drops around 10 cents. Despite all those falling prices, the national average remains 20 cents higher than this time last year. This week's average for premium unleaded is also down 4 cents to $2.34. Most cities surveyed saw their average drop this week, but several either experienced no change or saw their price go up. The average in San Jose, California shot up 14 cents to become the highest in the nation at $2.53. St. Louis has the lowest average in the nation at $1.89. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge Superstores. Introducing the Miles of Freedom Plan. Enjoy the freedom of knowing gas, maintenance, and warranty are all taken care of. See your Chrysler, Jeep, or Dodge dealer for plan details. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pure One holiday sale. Over in Madison County on the east side in both directions, Illinois Route 4 between 40 and 70 is closed due to an accident involving a tractor trailer. Traffic is being diverted on the Route 143. Police estimate the incident will be cleared around 10 a.m. A large power outage is being reported in Alton. Any intersections with non-working traffic lights should be treated as four-way stops. Westbound 40 and K in Winghaven, there's road maintenance operations. Right lane is closed. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge is flowing freely. Eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis and Blanchett Bridge, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks all the way into New Florissant, no problems to report. In both directions, 40 at Hanley, everything is flowing freely. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, everything is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At the Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can save up to 50% on everything you need for holiday decorating and entertaining. Everything to decorate your halls at Pier 1. Life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, cloudy, a chance of freezing rain in the mornings, and then a chance of rain in late morning and afternoon with a high in the upper 30s. However, Saturday evening, mostly cloudy, the chance of freezing rain and or snow is pretty prevalent throughout the evening hours and the overnight hours with a low in the mid-20s. Then moving on to Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 27 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 25. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Up next, it's Healthy Futures, and we'll talk to you about more news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa to Cutie and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa Cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to Healthy Futures. It's been a while. It's been a while. I am here, of course, with Linda McKirkland, Program Director from Healthy Futures. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great. It's good to be back, too.
It's good to have you back. So let's start where we normally start.
I'd like to welcome the audience to the continuing segments of the Healthy Futures Radio Health Program, and I'd like to again recognize our sponsors, Supported Child International and Eternity Vegetarian Deli. The main purpose again for us to doing this every week, Liz, is to again remind the community that we need to bring health back to our community. We need to make sure that we all understand that we have control of our health, and that control is based in the choices that we make every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about colon therapy and massage. And I think this is a good timing for it, Liz, because the holidays are coming up and people are going to be very festive in all that they do and things that they're going to be putting in their bodies. And I think that it's a good lead-in. We're going to talk about colon therapy today. And then the next two shows actually talk about some alternative dishes that can be prepared for this festive holiday that's coming aboard.
And that means we're going to be doing cooking on my show.
For two shows.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
all right. Two shows. Very good. Very, very, very good. Because I went over to Eternity Deli yesterday. I had some of the beets yesterday, which is wonderful.
I love the beets.
Okay. Let's get to our guest then. Who do we have joining us this morning?
Hi. We have Cindy Caldwell, and she's with Holistic Fitness.
Holistic Fitness. Cindy Caldwell, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to have you here. And as Linda said, after Thanksgiving, as we process into the Christmas and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and all of these things.
And going into New Year's.
And going into New Year's, there's a whole lot of food involved in all of that. So talk to us about colon therapy. What exactly? What is that?
Colon therapy is a cleansing of the colon itself. And just like you're both talking about, especially around the holidays, but all year round, we don't eat the way we should. We all know we should eat better. Fresh food, lots of water, you know, all those things that we should do, but we don't. Also, medications can cause problems. So the colon can just get built up with gunk in it and just old fecal matter. And so the colon or colonics that we do or colon hydrotherapy just helps to clean out the colon.
I think, Cindy, a lot of folks do not consider the fact that you'd have to clean out something like the colon. The colon itself just seems like it cleans its own self out.
Well, you brush your teeth, you know, you take a bath, you take a shower, you do all those things. The colon, the problem with the colon is that we don't take care of it the way we should. We don't eat correctly. We don't exercise. We don't get up and move. We are a pretty sedentary society anymore. We're in the car. We're sitting in front of a computer. the colon needs to have movement. It needs those large muscle groups, of the legs and just moving to help it to work, and we don't do enough of that. We also don't eat the food that helps to push fecal matter through the colon. We eat way too much processed food and not enough fresh food. We need bulk, fiber, green vegetables to help push that through, and we're a fast food society, so none of those things help, and the colon is not able then to cleanse itself and to push foods through. Medications make that worse. If you're on pain medications or if you're on antidepressants or lots of prescriptions, that can slow the whole digestive process down, including elimination processes.
Well, if we can talk just for a second, one of the things that you mentioned that most of us, I dare say 90% of us, I digest or put into our system processed foods. Tell us what processed foods are.
Processed food is food that is simply not fresh. It has been put through some sort of process and then put into a box or a can. It's been sitting in under a hot lamp, you know, at a restaurant for hours. It has had a lot of stuff done to it. It is not fresh, original from the ground or from the animal itself. When I talk to people about how to eat well, I give them three basic rules, very simple. One, avoid white food, white sugar, white flour, white bread, white rice. Those are all what I call glue factor foods, and they just get stuck in your digestive system and they can't move out. So you want to eat whole grains. Pardon me, you want to eat whole grains, not just wheat bread, but whole grain bread, brown rice, wild rice, things that have fiber and bulk naturally to them. Then you want to drink half your weight in water in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you want to drink 50 ounces of water every day. That's what helps your body to process the food. It helps it to keep things moving. Your body is 80% water. It needs to be replenished. And then the last rule that I have for people is eat the food as close to its original state as they possibly can. So if you're eating vegetables, they should be fresh. Fruit should be fresh, just lightly cooked if they're vegetables. If you're eating meat, grill it, bake it, but don't bread it, don't fry it. Don't make it so it's unrecognizable, that old cafeteria food that we used to have that we called mystery meat. Make sure you know what it is that's in your food that you're eating. So those are three basic rules that can help.
And I guess maybe start to walk us through the process of what colon therapy involves.
When you come into my office, you'll fill out an intake form that gives us your basic health history and what your goals are. What's the problem? What are we addressing? Probably 90% of my clients are constipated, but not everybody. A lot of people come in just for cleansing and to have better health. The main things that people tell me that they receive from a colonic that they like about it, that they keep coming back for, is increased energy, decreased bloating, and just a better sense of how they feel. Of course, we help improve bowel movements as well. But you'll come in for the intake, and then we'll sit down, and we'll talk about what a colonic is.
Now, when we say colon therapy, that's the same as a colonic.
Yes, colon therapy, colon irrigation, colonic, those are all the same thing. So you come in and we start talking, and I'm going to take out a chart that shows the colon on it. And I tell people, this is the Barbie and the Ken colon. This is not the true colon because it looks perfect. It's this nice square picture on the page, and it doesn't show the twists and the turns, the folds, the pockets, all the things that the colon can do as we process through life and how it changed shape. But we're going to take a proctoscope. A proctoscope is about the size of the average thumb. It's actually inserted into the anus itself, about an inch and a half to 2 inches, and then two hoses are attached to that proctoscope. One brings water into the body. The other hose brings water and fecal matter back out. As water is coming in to the body, it's coming in what would be considered backwards from fecal flow. So if you can imagine, let's say, a river flowing downstream, if you dam up that river, the backflow causes all the old dead fish and the old boots to come off the bottom of the river. We're doing the same thing in the colon. Water's coming in backwards, and we're going to flush all of the junk that gets caught on the bottom of the colon or on the sides of the colon and those pockets and all the little crevices where the fecal matter and bacteria can hide. A lot of people tell me that they only have a bowel movement once a week. If you're having a bowel movement once a week, you have
it's
your own compost pile.
That's
right.
That's crazy. That
well,
is crazy.
It's so common. It
yes.
is so common.
Once a week.
Once a week. And we should be having a bowel movement 2 to 3 times a day.
Right.
Like a baby. You feed a baby, they poop.
Right.
That's what we should do. But we don't because we're eating fast food and, you know, we're in a hurry and we don't chew our food well. All those different things we talked about before.
Wow. Now, I know a lot of people that are listening to this show right now just kind of tightened up when you were describing what has to happen.
If you invite me to a party, I am quite the party shopper. You betcha. What do you do for a living? Oh, dear.
So is there pain involved in this?
There is no pain involved in a colonic unless you have active hemorrhoids. And sometimes that can be painful. And we can actually help hemorrhoids. If you have active bleeding hemorrhoids, we probably will not treat you until they've healed up a little bit. The problem with that is that so many people are so constipated that those hemorrhoids keep reoccurring. So we have different techniques that we can use to help you as far as nutritional counseling, even massage, but the colonics especially. We can do cleanses. We can do lots of things to get you to a point if you have active hemorrhoids that we can help you. But,
so they don't. You don't give any kind of anesthesia.
Oh gosh, no, because that would just make the problem worse. And there's no pain.
Okay.
There's
right.
just no pain. Now it is weird. I'll tell you that. People say, well, if it doesn't hurt, what's it like? Well, you just can't describe a colonic until you've experienced one, because people just are not used to having something going into the anus. They're used to having something coming out.
Right. Let me describe my experience, Cindy.
Sure.
When I've had a colonic before. First of all, it's not painful. Secondly, it was strange and weird only because things were coming out without my control.
Mm-hmm.
That made it weird. But afterwards, I felt light. I felt my body, it just felt like I didn't want to put anything else in it. It felt almost clean.
Uh-huh.
But I did feel weak. And so when I got up and I took a shower and I rested for a little while, and I think my body was just glad to get rid of the extra stuff that just wasn't coming out.
You bet.
And Cindy, Linda is a tiny person. Is that her weakness, that the fact that she felt weak, is that a reflection of the size of her, or is that a common feeling that people have?
It is not a reflection on her size at all. It typically is a reflection on either the amount of stress that you're under or the toxicity level of your body. And I don't know anything about Linda's, you know, medical history, but many people, well, I would say that 80% of the people that come in to see us do not have any negative symptoms. They all feel better, less bloating, more energy, that sort of thing. But about 20% of the population that comes in to see us do feel weak, or they feel very fatigued, or they'll get a headache or a little bit nauseous. And that's mostly about their nervousness the first time they come in, or their toxicity. You know, if you've taken medications your whole life, a lot of antibiotics, or if you just don't eat well, all those things can just build up. And as we start to get that out of your system, it stirs it up. It kind of makes the waters muddy. And so your body can become fatigued from that. So it depends on how you respond to detoxification.
Well, you've talked about the medicines that people have in their bodies and their impact, and the medicine's impact upon your ability to have the bowel movements that you need to have. Should people be concerned that they won't be able to have all of the things that their medicines are supposed to give to them if they have a colonic? Will that take away the ability of their medicines to do what they're supposed to do?
No, we'll actually help your body to absorb things better. Everybody produces mucus in their system, and that's for good things, but it becomes a problem if there's too much mucus. Mucus helps for lubrication. It helps for protection in the body. But when you get too much mucus because there's an irritation or an inflammatory process going on, that mucus builds up, and that's part of what that gunk is that gets adhered to the sides of the colon. As we start to clean that out, as we start to just pull mucus out of your system, because it's a long tube from your mouth, you know, to where you eliminate, we start to cleanse all of that indirectly, not just the colon. And it helps the body to cleanse itself, so you're going to absorb things better. I've had people actually not have to take as much medication because they absorb it better. They start to feel better. Their energy increases because they're absorbing their nutrients better. So one of the big concerns that people have is that we're going to get rid of the good flora and fauna in the colon. That is not the case. Number one, the good bacteria is reproduced every day. Number two, we would have to get all the way around to the right side of your your hip, basically. It's where the liver is, just below the liver. And we'd have to get all of that gunk out and cleaned out before we could ever really touch the flora and fauna.
Mm-hmm.
So you're continually refilling your colon as well. So we can't, there's very little we can do to hurt you with a colonic. It's a very gentle, gentle process. We don't go into the body more than an inch and a half, 2 inches. So there's no chance of perforating the colon or blowing it out. People have all kinds of nightmares about what could happen. And it just doesn't. It's just not, it just doesn't happen.
How long does it take?
When you walk in the door, the first time you'll fill out your paperwork, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. We'll sit down for 15 or 20 minutes and talk about the colonic and your medical history. And then the first colonic is about 15 or 20 minutes. We do it shorter just to see if you are going to have some negative side effects, if things are going to be not going as smoothly as we would like. People are very, very nervous the first time. When you're nervous, your colon shuts down. I'll explain that in just a minute. But then you have the colonic, and then you're done within 45, 50 minutes completely. So we schedule on the hour. Each time you come back in to see us, we'll just do a colonic, and it's about 35 to 45 minutes for the colonic. In reference to the colon shutting down, when people are in a lot of stress or they have a lot of stress in their life, the colon shuts down, and it reverts back to when we were cave people, and if a wild animal jumped out at us, our colon would shut down. We couldn't stop and go to the bathroom. We had to have fight or flight, you know, activities there. So the colon would shut down. Well, it's the same thing now, whether you're in road rage, whether your computer crashes, or whether you're coming in for a colonic, your colon doesn't know what to do. So it shuts down out of stress. So the first time that you come in to see me, we may not get a lot of results. After that, you're going to go, this wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. This is not such a big deal. You'll come back in the next time and we'll get a lot of results. And that just means that you can take water into your body easily, that you can eliminate fecal matter easily, that you're going to feel better. You're going to be able to get better bowel movements. We'll get you moving more often, more easily, as your days and weeks progress.
Okay, let me get to a caller and a question here. You have a question for our guest, Cindy Caldwell?
Yeah, I have really three questions. I was going to ask her about the enema, and I wanted to ask her about eating beef. For the is it bad for the colon, or does it stay in the colon like they say it does? And eating your vegetables last instead of first, wouldn't that be a better way to help you eliminate your foods from your body?
Eating the vegetables after the beef or before?
No, eating, you know, like most time when you go to a restaurant, they give you the vegetables first,
okay,
or your salad first.
Uh-huh.
And my mother taught me to eat my salads last. She said that the salads help push the food through your body. It's like a plumbing that pushes the food through the body.
Good questions. Thanks. Good questions.
Okay, well, the enema first. The enema is a great thing to do. Once in a while, you can become dependent on enemas because they only go about 8 inches into the colon. So you're only getting a little bit past the rectum, and so it's just a stimulant to the colon to defecate, to eliminate. You're not actually cleansing far up into the colon. With the colonic, we'll eventually get all the way around the colon, which is, the colon's as long as you are tall, and it's 4 inches in diameter in some places, so there's a lot of surface area to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take us 6 to 10 colonics just to get water all the way around, and that does not complete the cleansing. An enema is a good thing, but not having to depend on it, not doing it every day. I know of doctors who recommend coffee enemas for people who have serious illnesses because the coffee helps to stimulate the liver to cleanse and the body to stimulate the peristalsis, which is the muscle action of the colon. So those are good things if you use them in moderation, the enema is.
But it is not the same thing as
it
colon cleanse.
It is not the same thing. The only similarity is you're putting water into the colon. We go much farther around.
And you're going in the same place.
Yes, and you're going in the same place.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, the salad first, salad last, vegetables first, vegetables last?
You know, I am not an expert on that particular question. I have heard that as well, and it makes sense to me that eating the salad last, that you would have more bulk pushing things through. But everything mixes in the stomach when you eat a meal, and so it's all going to kind of be working its way through. The best recommendation I have is just to eat proportionally. Eat your 3 to 4 ounces of meat, and don't eat like we normally do in America. You know, we're eating 8 and 10 ounces of meat every meal.
Or 20 ounces.
Right. Eat lots of green vegetables, lots of fruit, you know, and you're not going to have to worry as much about, because there's a lot out there right now about whether or not you should eat combinations of food in certain ways, and I know some people that works for them very well. I just try to keep it simple because we're all so stressed. We all have so little time. Keep it simple.
And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Cindy Codwell, owner of Holistic Fitness. That's Whole, H-O-L-Y, fit at AOL.com. The phone number is 647-3999. I'm joined, of course, as always, by Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Eternity, Program Director for Healthy Futures. And don't forget, you want to eat right, you need to get to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid at 454-1851. That's 454-1851. It is the best place in St. Louis. You need to get there. Have lunch there today. Lasagna Day is today at Eternity Deli, 11 South Euclid. We'll be back.
Oh, holy night, the stars are bright, they shine. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Congratulations to Liz Brown, winner of two 2005 Excellence in Communications Awards from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Best Talk Show for Danny Glover Talks Politics on the Morning Wake Up Call. And with Joe Garcia, Best Spot News for the Global News Update Series. When we call it the award-winning Wake Up Call, we're not kidding. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, congratulations to Liz Brown on an outstanding job.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Annabenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
Get wowed by Woo! Listen to Debbie Donzi at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky women.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Okay, guys, remember your skills, your interests, and your values, and how they affect you in the world of work, okay?
Today's students face a broader and more confusing range of financial and career decisions than ever before. The adults of tomorrow must be prepared for a complex economy.
Hey, Alton. Great job on that report.
Junior Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, helps students look at careers and make real-world financial decisions through fun, practical, hands-on learning.
Hey, enjoy your class today.
All right, I'll see you.
Give an hour a week of your time. In just 6 weeks, you will make a difference in a young person's life. Explore the possibilities. Be a JA volunteer.
Hey, guys.
Call a Junior Achievement office near you or visit www.ja.org. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation.
Next on Mondays at 9, a look at the strategy of the Iraq War. Pressure is mounting to begin a pullout, but have we really won anything yet? Secret interrogation locations, lack of precision munitions, covert news coverage sponsored by the military. Do we know exactly who it is we're fighting? Who established our policy? If we leave now, does this mean 2,000 Americans have died for nothing? An in-depth examination of our role in the fight against terrorism in Iraq with Carl Canetta, Director of the Project on Defense Alternatives, and retired Colonel Douglas McGregor, defense policy expert and advisor to the Bush administration up to the start of the war, on the next edition of Mondays at 9. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Dashing through the snow, yeah.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Welcome back. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures, and our guest this morning talking about colon therapy is Cindy Caldwell, owner of Holistic Fitness, and that's holyfit@aol.com and 647-3999. Cindy, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to take a couple more calls here. Cell phone. You have a question for our guest, Cindy Caldwell?
Yes, is this me?
That is you.
Yes, I was having all the problems that she said she was saying before, and I started taking a colon cleanser from GNC, which was the health, just the tablet. And they seem to work for me. I wanted to get her opinion on that.
That's a great question. As taking colon cleansers, is that as good as having colon therapy?
No, it's not as good. It is a good thing to do, especially if you are just too nervous to get in for a colonic or you just can't get to a colon therapist. But the cleansers are like a broom that push fecal matter through your system. The colonic is going to go in with water, and it's going to get into the tissue itself, and it's going to flush the tissue. So whatever is embedded into the tissue, we're going to get out with the colonic. The oral cleansers just don't go into as much of the tissue as the water will. Also,
it's like the difference between sweeping and mopping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Can you do a combination approach?
A combination approach is the best. If you can do both the oral and the colonic, that is just fabulous because you're adding bulk and then the water's coming in and getting the tissue as well, so it's a great combination.
And then you're eating right.
And eating right, absolutely. That's the number one most important thing.
And so you started to say, Cindy, about men.
Men respond better to the oral cleansers because they have more muscle mass. They're just going to have more peristalsis, which is that muscle action. Women are at a disadvantage because of our hormone fluctuations as well. We know that there's a connection, a huge connection between our hormones and our bowel movements. And so I have many more female clients with problems than I do men.
Really?
And men respond much quicker to a colonic as far as their bowel movements getting more regular than women do. And it's all about the muscle mass and the hormones.
Fascinating. Okay, Jay, you have a question for our guest, Cindy Caldwell.
Yes, my question for Cindy is, I noticed that I do know as a society, if we drink more water, and what she said, that water intake really increases the bowel movement. But I noticed she hit on one area about antidepressants. With antidepressants and medicines has increased the amount of bowel movements. Could she please talk about that, please?
That's probably an individual situation. Most medications will slow things down. There are certain medications that might have the reverse effect. I'm not familiar with that specifically. 90% of my clientele that come in that are on medications, it causes them problems. It doesn't help.
And let me get to one more question here. Mary, you have a question for our guest, Cindy.
You know, I'm saying I never had a constipation in my life. You know, I'm a wheelchair patient, and the doctor gave me some standard pills to take, but I don't need the standard pills. I quit taking them because they're giving me diarrhea, because I eat plenty of nuts, plenty of fruits, and plenty of vegetables, and that's been my diet for years.
Okay, thank you. Now, if simply because you're constipated, I mean, if you're having a couple bowel movements a day, like everybody is supposed to have, is there a reason for you to have a colon therapy?
Sure, there's reason for everybody to have colon therapy because we all breathe polluted air, we all have incredible stress, and we've all probably had medication and bad food in our lives. So you still have pockets of the colon that get impacted with fecal matter that are just going to be stuck in there, that your body's going to be reabsorbing that toxic material. So just having a colonic, and if you're having good bowel movements, you're going to respond very, very quickly and very easily. You can come in for like 6 colonics. We can get all the way around the colon. You're going to feel fabulous. And then you may want to come in, I don't know, once a month, once a quarter. It depends on the person, what their goals are. But it will keep your energy level up. It'll keep you from getting sick as often. It'll boost your immune system. So there's lots of benefits to the colonics that are not just about bowel movement.
There are all kinds of benefits of a clean room.
Right.
That's right.
All right.
Let me get to one more caller. Yes, you have a question for our guest, Cindy Caldwell.
Yes, I've been involved with the Men's Health Coalition at Eternity Deli, and Mark Oglesby, he does this process, and I was initially very skeptic about the procedure. However, I did eventually go, and it was just really awesome.
And why was it? How was it awesome for you?
Awesome in the sense that it was very therapeutic. It not only cleansed my system physiologically, however, during the process, negative thoughts, negative vibes, those kinds of energies left me also. And I felt as if I had gone through this incredible fast. I'm Muslim, and we fast traditionally anyway, and it was very spiritually uplifting. I'd read some books on Dick Gregory and all of that. And Mark had given me his phone number for follow-up and all that, and I called him like an entire week after I experienced it, and I kept telling him how great I felt.
Wow.
Physiologically and spiritually. And I wanted to pass that along. And also he recommended that I take probiotic acidophilus to replace the bacteria that you that's part of your normal flora. So you might want to touch on that.
All right. Thank you very much. Cindy, can you speak to that? I like the spiritual component of that.
Mm-hmm. When you are living your life every day, your body is putting off different hormones and chemical processes and so forth. If you're in any sort of trauma, your body produces adrenaline and, you know, stress and so forth, and that all gets stored in the tissues of your body. And it gets stored in your fecal matter. Whatever was in your intestines at the time that you were in a car accident or you learned you were going to be getting divorced or whatever the situation was, it gets stored in your body. When you come in and have a colonic, we're taking all of that out of your system, and people do have spiritual experiences, and they do cleanse on many levels. And we hear all kinds of stories of people when they do colonics, and it's of course more beneficial if you have a spiritual practice already. Mm. That really supports it as well.
And Cindy, that's got to be our last word. I want to thank you so much. Please tell people how they can get in contact with you.
Okay, we're Holistic Fitness, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, Fitness. We're at 2228 South Big Bend in Richmond Heights, 63017. Phone number is 314-647-3999. And my website is HolyFit, H-O-L-I-F as in Frank, I-T, at AOL.com. And we'd love to hear from everybody.
Phone number, please.
314-647-3999.
Cindy Caldwell, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Miss Linda, let's end the show as we always do. What do we have coming up next?
We're going to be doing bringing the head chefs in from Eternity Deli.
Woohoo!
To talk to us about and give us some food samplings of some alternatives, desserts especially, for these holidays that are coming up. And then later on after that, we're going to be looking at reflexology, culinary herbs, chiropractic care.
Excellent.
And trying to have more guests in the house.
Excellent.
But very quickly, just wanted to let the audience know that we're having a major fundraiser on behalf of the Fishes and their philanthropic efforts, A Heart for Children. It will be at 1509 Washington on the first floor tomorrow, December the 3rd, from 7 to 10 p.m. We would love to have you to be with us. And just a reminder, at Eternity Vegetarian Deli, the Men's Health Coalition will be meeting December the 10th, and the topic will be obesity. And again, we'd like to thank Eternity Deli for allowing us to do this promotion, Support a Child International, and most of all, thanks to Missouri Foundation for Health and the Division of Health and Senior Services for making healthy futures possible.
What's our positive tip for the week?
Our positive thinking tip for the week is we have control and power of our health, and it's in our hands. But when we say hands, it's in the decisions that we make, because we make the decisions and then we go forth to do something.
So the thought is control and power of my health is
in my hands.
In my hands. Ms. Linda, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I will see you next Friday when we do some cooking stuff. Woohoo! This is Liz Brown. And don't forget, I need you to get on the phone lines right now, giving away some wonderful Because We Care packages. 454-0400. You need to get on. I have the most incredible combination. Look at these books, Linda. Aren't these awesome?
I see that.
You see that Miss Rosa part? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be giving away some of these books. You need to get on the line to answer some questions and get some of our wonderful giveaways. All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated, much, much more. So the number here is 454-0400. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 Award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia from everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, Beijing. Two coal mine disasters this week are being reported in China. On Sunday, 166 miners were killed after an explosion at a mine in the northeastern province of Heilongjiang. Seven additional men are still reported missing there. Then on Wednesday, a gas explosion reported at a mine in northern Hebei province. In that second accident, six workers doing routine maintenance have been killed. Late word is that the mine where the second blast happened had not gotten a safety license to operate. And Dateline Baghdad. A surprise announcement yesterday in Iraq from the Kurdish government that drilling for oil has now started in the northern part of the country. This has taken some government officials by surprise because there's a controversial clause in the new constitution that seems to allow regional governments to set up independent contracts to develop new oil fields without the approval of the entire country's government. The issue of sharing oil resources has been problematic, especially with Sunni Arabs who think they will likely be left out of oil wealth because they hold the central part of the country, while the Shias and Kurds control the south and north respectively, and that's where all the oil is. Last year, the oil minister of Iraq said the oil region held by the Kurds had at least 45 billion barrels of oil reserves. The announcement comes just 2 weeks before scheduled national elections. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears price match plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, I'm Susan Smith Harmon. Join me every Friday at noon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays and all of that good stuff. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to holler at me. We have 8 minutes here. You want to get in on these wonderful books that we are making part of the Because We Care package here on the Wake Up Call. What's it Because We Care package? Well, it's a package that we give to you because we care about you all. We have the Wake Up Call coffee mug. We have the Wake Up Call refrigerator magnets. We have water bottles, WGNU water bottles, WGNU magnets, WGNU keychains. We have it all for you because we care, because we care, because we care. So I need you all to get in and answer some questions. We have a wonderful, I'm so excited about this gift. This Because We Care package, I am so excited about this one. I just have to describe it to you. Now, we're going to be answering some questions about the interview that we did yesterday, All Alone in the World, Children of the Incarcerated by Nell Bernstein. All Alone in the World. It was, if I do say so myself, it was so informative, so powerful, so fulfilling. It was a really, really, really good interview. Now, what we're giving away as part of the We Care package for that, this glorious book, on the anniversary of Rosa Parks, written by Nikki Giovanni. It's a children's book. It's a children's book called Rosa, beautifully illustrated by Brian Collier. It's what you should read to your children every night. It's a glorious, glorious book. Then there's a book that's a religiously affiliated. It's a book, Three Kings and a Star, gloriously illustrated by Fred Crump Jr. It's all about, it's about the birth of Christ. And if the entitled, the book is dedicated to forgotten children in many places, it's beautiful. Oh, that it's black folks. How many books have you opened up, children's books, have you opened up about the birth of Christ and seen a black angel Gabriel sent by God? It's glorious. It's really, really pretty. And then in it, we have the Rosa Parks book called Rosa, Three Kings and a Star, and we also have Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Tot. That's my favorite book. We had the author on for that. So I need you to answer a question about All Alone in the World by Nell Bernstein. We're going to be giving away that, and we're going to be giving away a copy of All Alone in the World by Nell Bernstein. Janet, you ready to answer? Stephanie, are you ready to answer a question? Stephanie? Stefan? Hello? Stefan?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's the wrong name. My name is Safari.
Safari, okay.
Yeah, I'm the winner of the book of Cracking the Million Code. I was on Tuesday.
Oh, you won already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know what? You know you can't win again.
Yeah, I wanted to take a chance on that sundown time.
I'm sorry?
The Sundown Town book.
What about the Sundown Town book?
Yeah, that's the one I want.
I'm sorry, we've already given away the copy of the Sundown Town book.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Well, I wanted to thank you for the book, too.
Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number for the gift. For, again, this is the giveaway, the Because We Care packages. 454-0400. Let me get to some of you all. Jay? Jay?
Yes, Liz, are you asking questions about Think Like a Spy?
No, ma'am, we're not asking questions about stolen lives. We're asking questions about All Alone in the World.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Thank
okay,
you.
All right, you're more than welcome. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that you can fax me at 454-6609 if you have an answer for the question or if you want to get in on the question for the giveaway for Because We Care package, you need to give me a call. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. Are you ready to answer a question about All Alone in the World?
I'm going to try to.
All right. Neil Bernstein talked about the life that children experienced as being the children of an incarcerated person. What did she? What was one of the stories or story that she told about that, what children go through?
God, let me see if I can explain. She spoke about not being able to, I guess, have that bond with the parent.
Mm-hmm. The cost of it, yes.
Yes. What else?
When she talked about not being able to bond with the kids, what was she saying?
The parents didn't feel the same about the child once they got out.
Mm-hmm.
She also stated that,
Well, Sandra, I think that you did answer the question. You did answer the question of one of the things that the parents had or the children have to go through and that the parents have to go through. Which one would you like? Would you like the copy of Nell Bernstein's book, All Alone in the World, or would you like the three books for the babies?
The three books for the babies.
I figured you'd.
I like the poo-poo song.
You like Tinkle Tinkle Little
yes.
Tot. All
yes.
right, Sandra, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll leave your packages or your weekend Because We Care package will be here for you at the station.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, next Wednesday we will have Nikki Giovanni on the show, Wednesday at 9 o'clock, so you don't want to miss that coming up next week. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Thank you so much for a wonderful week. Thank you so much. I will see you, talk to you, hear you, listen to you next week. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Jobs, the unemployment rate held steady in November at 5%, but payrolls grew by 215,000.
Our economic horizon is as bright as it's been in a long time.
President Bush moments ago, thousands of Ford workers may find themselves out of a job. The Wall Street Journal says job cuts and plant closings could be announced after the holidays. ABC's Jim Hickey has the story. Ford.